Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. It's now confirmed the Democrats are planning martial law and civil emergency while blaming Trump for what they're planning. It's all coming up.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
But first, a report on the deadly nanotech attack.
A peer-reviewed study published last Friday documented 55 undeclared chemical elements which have been detected in the COVID gene therapy technology from brands Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, CanSino, Sinopharm, and Sputnik V, including several toxic elements such as aluminum, titanium, arsenic, lead, and uranium. The researchers have deduced that the COVID gene therapy technology injections are part of a secret worldwide nanotechnological experimentation program. These crimes against humanity have still gone unanswered, and we do not know what the intended outcome of it all was. So at this point, we can only guess. Optogenetics was selected as Method of the Year in 2010 by Nature Video.
Scientists can switch on cells in this mouse's brain simply by switching on a light. The light activates nerve cells, which make the animal walk in circles. This neat trick is also a powerful new tool. Using light to control the behavior of cells is teaching us about everything from how we wake up to how we learn. This is optogenetics. It's the ability to target specific neurons in living, moving animals that makes this technique so powerful. In this fly, a different light-sensitive system is used to target just 2 out of 200,000 neurons. These neurons govern an escape response, the reflex that makes the fly flee as you move in to swat it. Here, a flash of light activates the neurons, making the fly jump and spread its wings. It can't take off because it's trapped in a petri dish. These mouse heart cells have been engineered to beat in time to pulses of light.
In optogenetics, what we're doing is we're putting molecules that convert light into electricity into neurons, the cells of the brain. Then when we shine light on those neurons, light gets converted to electricity and allows us to turn on or off those cells. The goal here is to find a way to control the electrical activity in some cells and not others in the network. To do that, we had to turn to the natural world. It turns out that throughout all the kingdoms of life, in plants and funguses and bacteria and so on, you can find photosynthetic or photosensory molecules that convert light into electricity. So we borrow these molecules from nature, and then using tricks from the field of gene therapy, we can put them into neurons. Now, these molecules can convert light to electricity, and they do it just in the neurons that we want to control, and not all their neighbors. So we can deliver these molecules to some cells and not others, and then we shine light on the network, we can turn on or off that subset of the cells. If we can turn on or off a set of cells that's embedded within this dense matrix, we can figure out how do they contribute to a behavior. For example, if we can turn on a set of cells, we can figure out what kinds of behaviors can it initiate. If we can turn off a set of cells, then we can delete it momentarily and figure out what it's necessary for. So far, optogenetics has had a lot of impact in the scientific world, but it hasn't been used in any human patients yet. There are a couple reasons why. One is that it requires a gene therapy to deliver the gene that encodes for these light-activated molecules into the body. Currently in the U.S., there are no FDA-approved gene therapies.
That was the problem 10 years ago, but the COVID-19 pandemic gave these mad scientists an excuse to inject billions of humans with a mysterious cocktail of nanotech. And researchers at La Quinta Columna have pointed out the possible relationship between the injections and the invisible light, which is constantly flashing from our mobile phones. We are told that this is for facial recognition, but how can we trust the official narrative when it's coming from transhumanist mass murderers? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, the globalists have telegraphed that they are planning a martial law event. I've been warning of this. We're going to break it all down straight ahead on this Emergency Wednesday broadcast. However you're listening, AM, FM, TV, cable, or X or InfoWars, share those links now. You are Paul Revere. Without you, we'll be crushed and defeated. When you take action, we win.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off, and again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
October 16th, 2024. I am your embattled host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. I'm Alex Jones. We are 19 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 40 seconds to a referendum against the New World Order, the most important election in world history. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we are 27 days until InfoWars goes up in a federal auction for sale, with Soros-backed groups like Media Matters and others pledging to buy it, to shut it down, and try to destroy the archive of history where we predicted everything happening now. This is not a sign of our defeat or our weakness, but a sign of our strength, that the most powerful evil forces on earth are aligned trying to silence us, but we have the power of the people, energized by the Spirit of God. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are leaving the New World Order out of Babylon, out of Egypt. All right. There have been two main tracks with the globalists. And all I've seen the last few years is preparation for martial law, civil unrest, race war is the cover for it. The last month I've seen some retraction of that, or at least preparation for them to go to Plan B and then hand Trump a giant mess in 19 days. And then he'll still have 90 plus until he's even the president. He does have a plan this time to remove all the deep staters. He's got a brain trust of incredible people that are already ferreting away, beavering away to get that done. So I've seen basically 100% of the message by the deep state. War, collapse, cyber attacks, false flags, organized crises to try to stop Trump. Try to stop us and other populists around the globe. I began to see quite a bit of movement, not just here, but geopolitically around the world by the globalists to begin to at least bring forward the retraction arm to pull back from the brink of destruction. But in the last 48 hours, I have seen them go back into gear, accelerating the preparation for crisis mode, to try to scare us into submission. New viral releases, new fake vaccines, massive hype about right-wingers preparing false flag terror attacks. We're seeing the fake reports that militias were about to kill everybody in North Carolina and that the military stopped them. They now admit that's a fake report. We've got other fake reports of white supremacists showing up at a Trump boat parade. And of course, they were leftist, dressed up like that and got caught. We're going to see a lot more of that. But now they've had surrogates in the last 48 hours. I guess this kicked off Monday, so it's more than 48 hours now, almost 3 days. And we've seen Biden and Kamala and a bunch of globalist generals and their surrogates everywhere saying Trump is planning mass arrest, not just of the globalist, not just of the deep staters, but that Trump is going to use the military on the American people. Now, there's been a lot of behind-the-scenes programming there and also public preparation. Remember earlier this year, Senator Blumenthal, who quarterbacks a lot of deep state operations, particularly against us and Trump, he runs the operation against us on record with the CIA and FBI. It's come out in court and Congress. Introduced a bill that's sitting there, and they said so that when he's president-elect in 19 days, that's what the numbers are showing even clearer now, that they will trigger Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and all these Islamic hordes that are allied with the left to engage in massive civil unrest, and that then Congress has a bill introduced, which is totally unconstitutional and is a coup against the executive branch and executive powers under the federalist system, to strip the president of the power to call out the military domestically. And then that's now what Kamala and her surrogates are parroting everywhere, and I have clips of that coming up. Simultaneously, in actual policy through executive orders of Biden, 2 weeks ago, we've talked a lot about this, it hasn't gotten the attention it needed, DOD directive expands domestic military authority to include lethal force during civil unrest. Here's DOD directive 524001. I'll talk more about that today. So while they're loading the military gun and putting it to American people's head and creating cover stories, the military's going to have to crush the right-wing terrorists that are supposedly hiding under every table or in every bush and in every closet. They are separately accusing Trump of everything that they are preparing to do. Now, obviously, most of the military are good men and women. The leadership at the top is almost completely controlled, as General Flynn has exposed, and as evidence all around us is documented. But they'll need cover stories for this. So the admitted plan is, when President Trump is president-elect, trigger civil unrest around the country, blaming Trump. And they'll use some type of event where there's not video of it, where the police shoot a black person, in some cases wrongly, but in most cases, they're in the right. And Black Lives Matter and the Democrats a few days ago, I've got the articles, I left them in the printer, bring them in to me, please, tried to say that a black lady that got shot in an apartment building was shot by a white cop, was completely innocent, until they released the body cam footage. He let her stab him in the face and chest 3 times with a butcher knife. The police have been so conditioned to not want to go to prison via Soros prosecutor, they defend themselves, that the cop let her stab him with a 10-inch butcher knife at least 3 times before he shot her. You see in the footage the blood dripping all over him, and then we have photos of the police officer. That's coming up. So they're looking for events like this to be the trigger. And it's not a real war between black people and white people. It is the globalists, the establishment, that's robbing and ruling over us, that's dissolved our borders, created massive inflation, started all these wars, promoting pedophilia. They need this to be the cover for some type of operation like this. And of course, first they said it was a white cop. It's an Asian cop. She tried to stab him in the eye. Did stab him in the eye. Shock video, woman attacking cop with knife, shot dead. And again, before the footage was released, the headlines were, white cop shoots unarmed black woman. So they'll use something like that, like George Floyd, who had enough fentanyl in his system to kill 3 men, had a bunch of other drugs in him as well. Autopsy report said he died of a drug overdose, but that got suppressed in the trial. And even the prosecutor that quit has gone public and filed a suit because they were fired for not wanting to put an innocent man in prison who is rotting in prison right now. So that is the reality. Now, I don't care if it was a white woman or a black woman or a brown woman. If I was a cop responding to a 911 call, and a woman comes chasing me with a butcher knife, I'm going to shoot her long before she stabs me in the face and chest. But that's the police now. I see these videos where the cops will have, particularly a woman, point a gun at them. And the cops will sit there for like a minute, drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it. The woman's like, I'm not going to drop it. And then start, I saw that video in L.A. like last year, start shooting at people. They finally run her over and just hit her in the knee and knock her down. Very skilled. I'm hoping to be able to do that while I'm getting shot at. I just run her straight over. So this is the crazy town. But that's the type of trigger that will be used. We'll get to more of that coming up. Now, why are they in such panic mode? Then I'll walk through everything I just talked about with details and documents and videos. Polymarket is one of the most accurate indexes that looks at polls, betting, everything. They've got Trump at a 60.5% chance of defeating the appointed one, the selected one, Kamala at 39.3%. Kamala is totally desperate. That's why she's asking for another debate. The front runner doesn't ask for another debate. Trump is the front runner. They're claiming Trump's a coward. Trump is on so many shows, it makes my head spin. He was on shows this morning, on Fox this afternoon in a town hall, on all these other programs. He is doing Joe Rogan next week. And if Kamala doesn't back out, she's doing it. So just know that. Tomorrow's news today. And I'll just leave it there. That means right down the street from my office, there'll be a lot of Secret Service swarming about Rogan's studio. So that's going to be interesting. I don't know how in the hell she's accepted this. She's such a buffoon. And even if Rogan's nice to her and just lets her talk, the more we hear from her, the more we hate her. This is a woman that polled at 2%. In the Democrat primaries. Wow. So even Politico, well, here's the headlines. Federal employees are worried about a return of Donald Trump to the White House. Deep state panicking, that's the quote, over prospect of Trump comeback, Politico warns. Trump continues to surge in battleground states. And that's even in, again, polls we broke down with Roger Stone yesterday, where they are, in a particular poll he listed, sampling 8% more Democrats than Republicans. Well, in major national studies, multiple ones by Gallup and others, the Republican Party, for the first time since Ronald Reagan, is now the majority party of voters polled. What's that tell you? So they're still sampling more Democrats, depending on the poll, between 5 and 15%. And then you wonder why Trump's only leading by 5 points in these polls. Well, because they're adding up to 15 points extra of Democrats they're polling. And the majority are still saying they're going to vote for the establishment globalist New World Order. So, yeah, the New World Order is in trouble. People are waking up. Populists are being elected everywhere around the world, not just here. There is a global political realignment. But if you think the BlackRock, Rothschild, Rockefeller, New World Order, Prince Charles, King Charles, crime axis, allied with the communist Chinese, is going to go away without a fight, you're dumber than Kamala Harris. And I know you're not dumb. So I have a lot of optimism, and I feel really positive intellectually and spiritually, and I've been praying a lot, and I want to talk about that in a moment before I come back and hit all this news. But now is the time to pray. Now is the time to get on your knees. Now is the time to seek discernment and that God lead, God, and direct you. Because without God, we're going to be in a literal hell soon. I've been telling you for years, you've seen it happen. Progressively worse, every indicator of society and life, both personal, corporate, governmental, ecclesiastical. Educational. Scientific. We are a cursed nation. The West has become cursed because we've turned our back on God. God sees people hitting bottom, starting to come up for air as more of us seek God's face and repent. We will be given the direction by God in little ways and small ways and giant ways. We've got to listen to that voice, a still, quiet, but firm and loving voice. And so we'll go to break in about 9 minutes. I'm going to come back and go through the clips and the details of what I just mentioned and lay it out and with a bunch of articles and documents and how I think we can derail it and stop it, how I know we can, but that's really up to the people. But first, I want to talk about God and about the human condition and this great experience, this life on this planet with all this wonderment and beauty and opportunity and creativity around us. I've been on air 30 years and 6 months, and I've always loved God, and I've been close to God, but I've certainly done things in my life that I could look back on and say were wrong, and I've repented of that. But I do have a strong relationship with our Heavenly Father. But I would still, at a fleshly level, feel like I had to defeat the globalist. I had to do it. Kind of like God was in the back seat, but I was driving the car. And it's been in the last decade, as the tribulations and the attacks intensified, that I really got to the understanding at a biological, cellular, electrochemical, spiritual level that we are all truly only vessels of God, and that there is nothing but God or separation from God. Those are the two things in the universe, God and separation from God. We call that hell, separation. And so I subconsciously don't really get depressed, but I get very angry and upset by what I see, and I know you do as well, and I become very angry at myself at a subconscious and unconscious level, and it's very destructive to your health and to your well-being and to your family. And overall, I've been a decent dad. I give myself a B-, and I'm not saying I've done a bunch of horrible stuff, but still I could have done a lot better. And it's because I'm not giving it all to God. So when I tell you this, I'm not preaching at you. I'm telling myself this right now to really let it sink in and to proclaim it and to testify to it and to preach to it. And I caught myself in the last decade getting, you know, really better and better about giving it all to God. And that's when everything flows and is on target and is truthful and is effective. But with the globalists trying to shut us down the last 14 weeks and all the shenanigans they pull that you know about and that you don't know about, so I'm not going to spend all our time on their operations against us, because it's the operations against you. You know what's going on. You don't need to hear every detail of it. That I started catching myself getting really angry and pissed off again, and it affecting the broadcast. And we've had some powerful broadcasts, don't get me wrong. And it affecting the crew, who does a splendid job. And, you know, where I can become just not even really a jerk to them, but just fuming in a nasty, nasty mood. And I'm saying all this on air to just remind myself and everybody else about this human condition, and that you just got to give it to God. Because I'll come in here, I'll get ready for hours at night, hours in the morning, and then it's like I've already gone over so much and researched so much that it's if you approach this as a human trying to comprehend this level of evil, and then trying to perfectly describe it all, we're imperfect creatures, you can't do it. The only thing we can do is point at the perfection of God. And so I just wanted to restate that God is not number one. God is everything. See, number one describes it as, oh, God's in charge, God's number one, you know, God's the best. No. That limits God. God is everything. Our free will, the past, the present, the future, we are eternal beings, but we have to choose to go with God. Baya kandios. And so, I don't fear death. Seems like 10 years ago, it was 5 seconds ago. But I do, at a bedrock level, resist. It's not even fear, but just burn with desire to stop these evildoers and their assault on humanity. And if the public could just really know and really study how really bad the New World Order is and dial in to the spirit that is in control of them, you would realize that Everything is the battle between good and evil. Everything is, whether you're with God or whether you're with the devil. And I know people are saying, well, this is like saying black is white and white is white and up is down and, you know, up is up and down is down. White is white, black is black. But do we really let that burn into us and realize the epic, beyond incredible experience on this planet in space, looking up at the cosmos and all this incredible stuff around us, and then taking that for granted takes God for granted, because all of this is just a creation of God. So focus on God. Have God be your North Star and realize God's in control. But you know, Hunter S. Thompson said, trust in God, pray to God, but row away from the rocks. The Bedouins say, trust in God, but tie up your camel. God helps those who help themselves. If God is in you, you're going to have the drive and the impetus and the will to be a good person, to be a strong person, and to help others. But helping others doesn't just mean serving people. Because what if they're doing bad things and you're just enabling them? It means telling them the truth. And it means respecting people enough to not lie to them. And that's why if I'm at a dinner or I'm at Thanksgiving and some family from out of town's there and they want to spout off a bunch of leftist crap, I will say to them, I'll say, listen, you're totally wrong about what you're saying. And if you don't want to have a big debate right now, just stop. Because I know you don't want to really have a debate because you're a leftist. You just want to sit here and try to dominate people. So I'm going to tell you right now, let's just talk about something else, or I'm going to lay out the facts to you, and you're not going to like it. Because I've gotten to the point where if people don't want to hear the truth, move on to people that do, because there's plenty of people, more than there's ever been. People are ready for the truth now. There's a great awakening. And people that don't want to be part of the great awakening, just say, hey, that's great. You're not, you don't want to be part of this. You want to be with the establishment. And then they'll actually listen. Oh, wait. No, I do want to hear. See, to them, it's all a power trip about how they're going to repeat something they saw on MSNBC or read the New York Times. And they just want to, you know, call you a Russian agent or something to feel superior and just say, listen, I know what you're going to say and do, and I'm not going to play your games. And if you really think everything's okay in the world right now, then I'm not going to be able to reach you. So let's talk about the weather. But for people that do want to know the truth and are hungry, spend your time, spend your energy, support them, because those are people looking for the truth and looking for God, and you can help them find God at this critical time. And I can't tell you how many people I know that were atheists who now believe in God and who now know it's good versus evil. Behind the scenes, they say even more than they say on air. I told you years ago, I said, Joe Rogan now knows there's a God and a devil. He comes out and says, we need Jesus a few months ago. Look at Russell Brand. It's happening. Because people that still have good in them, as all this evil unfolds in front of them, are going to then find God. All right, I'm done with the preaching. But we can't do this without God. Nothing is possible without God. Everything is possible with God. I'll come back and hit all the news. And to tell you from my research what the enemy's next moves are going to be, this is critical intel. Please stay with us.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Night Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out, and I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, etc., on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props for fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are living in the most important, most dangerous, most amazing times in human civilization that we know of in recorded history. We are 19 days out from the most important election in world history. There is no way with words to stress the urgency and the existential threat that not just our republic, but the entire world faces. All right. So, the social engineers, the would-be controllers, they're not in full control yet, but they're trying with their global cashless society, central bank digital currency, social credit score, vaccine passport, UN grid, to establish a total cashless society, mark of the beast tyranny. It's not coming. It's being implemented around us everywhere. It's here. And we've got the leg up on folks telling the truth 80 years ago, 60 years ago, 40 years ago, 20 years ago. They were just warning us from their own research and globalist documents what they were planning. Now we're inside the operational New World Order. So our job should be pretty damn easy when you've got the UN and the WEF and all the rest of them openly everywhere announcing total world government, depopulation plans, humans are bad, the future's not human. I mean, everything we talked about's happened because we were going off their own documents. And so looking at what the managerial class of the globalists in the United States is doing, they are preparing crises, police killing an innocent black person, or they say they did, the media, something like that's their favorite trigger. You know, the Justice Department's under Obama and now under Biden's always running around trying to find it. The documents have come out that they're involved in the media stoking the flames to, again, get Americans fighting with each other while the globalists totally enslave us. Just divide and conquer, oldest trick of the book. And so all the surrogates and Kamala and Biden and all of them are saying, oh, we're worried about violence during the election and after. Oh, FBI memos. There's going to be right-wingers conducting mass terror attacks with no evidence of it. Meanwhile, the FBI and CIA have been busted hiring Pakistanis and Afghans to try to kill Trump. There's already been two assassination attempts foiled. Trump got grazed in one case. Show that we're already in a boiling pot here. We're already in massive escalated territory. The pot's boiling, but it's about to boil over. And the big question is, how do we stop it? Well, if Trump addresses it, and if Tucker addresses it, and people like that, which is starting to happen, the globalists will not go ahead with their plans if they think the public's wise to it. Just like you exposed, they created the Wuhan virus, and then they created the poison nanotech shots to cause all the cardiovascular problems and cancer and infertility. Then they've tried to roll out a bunch of new mRNA poison, and it's been basically totally rejected. So they can't carry out their operations if we expose them. Real simple. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. So, as I've said 100 times, Trump doesn't need to talk about the 325,000 kids in slave labor and sex slavery, and there's new reports out on that today. He needs to talk about finding the children and prosecuting those that did it, Mayorkas and Kamala. And they know that's the winning strategy and the right thing to do, so they're always like, oh, you're going to put us in jail. Oh, you're going to have martial law, and you're going to arrest the general public. Because Trump needs to be saying, yeah, when I get in, we're going to find the missing kids, and we're going to prosecute you. Because that's what they fear, because that's the right thing to do. But instead, I know for a fact, the Trump strategists tell him, sure, now talk about the missing kids, but don't go all the way and don't talk about prosecuting those involved. Because the left pre-programs that, ooh, he's a tyrant if he does that. No, he's not. He's doing his job. There's no crimes Trump really committed. All the deep state has done is openly commit crimes. And it's the same thing with all this talk about how he's going to be a dictator and use the military on everybody. Trump needs to come out and point out, well, you're the one signing executive orders to use the military domestically. You're the one signing executive orders to strip the power of the military in a bill introduced by Senator Blumenthal to pull the power, if Trump becomes elected, of the domestic military from the president. So there they are giving themselves unconstitutional power for full martial law if she gets in, but they've got the legislation ready, which is unconstitutional, to strip the executive branch of the power of the military. So again, they've got the tools there to increase their power if they stay in, to decrease Trump's if he gets in. And that telegraphs to you their next move. So Politico, that's a mouthpiece of these people, says that they're panicking, that's a quote, over prospect of Trump comeback as the poll numbers come out even with oversampled Democrats, that Trump is 5 points ahead in all the battleground states, which really means 15 points ahead. And again, the new Polymarket, very accurate, has a 60.5% chance Trump wins, Kamala 39.3%. So the writing's on the wall, the die is cast. Now we have to start talking about 19 days out, what are they going to pull? And then, if Trump does get past the fraud, if we get past the fraud and get him in, what are they going to pull in the 76 days? It was 79 last general election between the time he wins and the time of the inauguration. They were able to steal it last time. But they had plans, and even the New York Times reported it, war games run by John Podesta, where they were going to not certify Trump, and if that failed, they would not accept it, Democrats in Congress and governors, and would hold their own inauguration in Colorado Springs, Colorado, the designate COG, continuity of government, backup capital. And you go, that's crazy to admit that. Well, they have to normalize it for their minions who see that and think, well, we're just going to stay in power. It's a confidence game, so they go ahead with it. So if you think Biden being removed and Kamala installed with no votes and Biden disappearing in a medical emergency for 8 days, that, by the way, Laura Loomer was right about, she broke that. They said, oh, she's crazy. And it had been a medical emergency, and it did come out in the scanners and police reports, and they did basically disappear him, and then they did put out a fake letter that he resigned that wasn't even on White House letterhead. It wasn't his signature. And Pelosi later said, I saw that, knew it wasn't him, distancing herself from it. And now she said in an interview, got it right here, that she hasn't talked to Biden since they removed him in a coup. So even 60 Minutes says, there was a coup. You were installed. That's not very American. You think, well, they're exposing her, but they're just normalizing it. So that is the waters in which we swim. That is the atmosphere in which we are living, where they steal the election 4 years ago, clearly, all the evidence is there, then openly remove the puppet they already put in and install another one. And with 19 days out, there's major rumblings that Biden will step down or he will be Arkansas-ed to then project her into the first woman president days before the election, not because that would win her the election, but because they think it makes it sound plausible that that will give her the magic boost she needs to make the theft of the election look plausible. Now, no wonder they want me shut down during that 76 days. I predicted the 79 days of hell, which it was 79, not 76, like it will be this time, the way the calendar works. And I predicted they would stage false flags. They would try to demonize Trump challenging the election. They said there'll be a red mirage. It'll look like he wins, but we've got the mail-in ballots. We'll have whatever number we need, Pelosi said. And sure enough, I'd been to so many Trump rallies, including one with a 500,000 a month before, that I walked right into a trap, and so did Trump on January 6th. We had the rented, set-up stage, all of it, behind the Capitol by the Supreme Court. Trump was going there. I was supposed to lead everybody there. But the Antifa and FBI had already attacked while Trump began his speech at the Capitol, and we walked right into a trap. But I got a lot of people not to go in the building. And I said that day, we're being set up for Kent State. They're going to kill people in the building. They did. They killed multiple citizens. Then lied and said 5 cops died. None of that was true. So this is a very dangerous time, and I know I keep restating that, but a lot of people like to go to Mar-a-Lago and wear tuxedos and have fun and feel like they're in the cool club, and that's all fine and dandy. You know, I've been invited to Mar-a-Lago and just said, no, I got more serious things to do. Because we're in a war, and we're not supporting Trump because it's like we're supporting our favorite football team or basketball team. We're supporting Trump because he's the best card we've got to play to try to retake this country from the clutches of the globalists who are openly destroying it and trying to make us poor so they can dictate the terms of our cultural, economic, spiritual, physical systems. They want to dictate the terms of our total surrender of our free will and our bodies and our minds and our children. This is real high-tech chains that they're now trying to affix to us. They've already got the left out wearing their mask all over Austin, all over California, all over New York. They're already doing it in Europe. These are people that want to bow down to the system. These are people that think if they fully submit to whatever the new thing is, the Ukraine war, you name it, that somehow they're the moral authority. And the left simultaneously behaves like they're the underdog, they're the mavericks, they're the outlaws. And then in Politico, oh, they're so vindictive. Why some federal employees are fearing Trump 2.0. Oh, the Republicans politically persecute people with lawfare and with persecution and with Justice Department indictments when that's everything they do. But what else are they supposed to do? But lie to you and tell you what they've been doing and are doing and what are planning on doing that we're doing. Trump has said, I'm not coming to be vengeful or vindictive, but the first time I got in, I didn't understand that a bunch of Republicans would lie to me and work with the Democrats, so it's my right as president to fire masses of these federal employees at the highest levels and put our people in. That's how you drain the swamp. You remove these people. No need to throw them in prison. But those that have committed crimes like Act Blue, and, you know, all these other groups that have, and the groups handing out voter registration cards and having illegal aliens vote. I mean, even the Texas Secretary of State came out and said, yeah, we're going to let illegal aliens vote. We'll just not even ask about their ID. Doesn't matter if it's not a citizen ID. They can just vote. While they gaslight you and tell you none of that's going on, while millions of illegals are being kicked off the voter rolls. So here's some of the clips I mentioned. Just play them back to back. Let's play Kamala saying, not only is Trump, she falsely claims he'd use the military. No, he'd use the Justice Department and the legal system if he does. That's his duty. He doesn't have a choice if he does his job to make sure a bunch of these deep staters that engage in all these crimes get prosecuted. But that Trump is going to use it on the general public. And then we'll go into Biden saying the quiet part out loud, admits his DOJ is working to jail Trump. Just 19 days of the election. Here it is.
He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will, an enemy of our country. It's a serious issue. He is saying that he would use the military to go after them. Think about this.
The same guy with three other major cases waiting for him and he loses. And by the way, 34 felonies. So far, he had good sentence. He got the sentence kicked back, but I want to watch that sentence. Look, Donald Trump's not running for you. He's running for himself. I think he's running to stay out of jail.
We need to take that Biden clip and then put Kamala saying Trump's going to use the Justice Department on his enemies. In fact, McBreen combined her saying, oh, he's going to use the Justice Department on us, and then cut to Biden. And then show some of the prosecutors and all their indictments of Trump. It's just wild, the level of deception. Now, Viva Fry, great lawyer, great talk show host, really smart guy, is going to be joining us to cover dozens of big issues, including the election and all this martial law hype and the rest of it. Then we'll get into the economy and world events and more today. Owen Schroyer is coming up at 3 p.m. at the War Room. But since I mentioned this earlier, let's go ahead and play the body cam footage with audio because this is the type of trigger this happened that they'll use to create civil unrest. So we're all killing each other over what color we are instead of unifying against the globalist, which is happening. 55% of black males in major polls, 30% of black females going to vote Trump. That's triple what it's ever been. 55%, 60% of Hispanic males, 35% of Hispanic females vote for Trump. 55% of Asians, when they've generally been Democrats, are going to vote Trump in major polls. Trump has double-digit leads in all the issue polls on the economy, on inflation, on the borders, on wars, on crime, on inflation. Body cam footage captured the moment an officer in Fairfax County, Virginia, had to use lethal force to stop a woman who violently attacked him with a butcher knife, slashing his face, forehead, and stabbing at his chest. Video released shows the September 16th incident where Officer Peter Liu, a veteran of 14 years, conducted a welfare check. People called him there. Imagine you go to a random door you're sent to check on somebody, and they just come out swinging with a butcher knife. On the apartment of Sidney Wilson, 33, who briefly greeted the cop before swiping at him with a large knife. And I guess she wanted to commit suicide by cop. BLM claimed that Sidney Wilson was unjustly killed by racist cops. We're going to show you the body cam footage. And they're trying to create a bunch of protest and garbage out of this. But she wanted to suicide by cop. It's clear. Here's the video.
How are you?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
back
yeah.
up.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Back up. Back up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, man. I got nothing to do. Please back up.
Oh, yeah.
Back up.
Oh, yeah.
Back up. Back up. Five, 31, Bubble.
Scott.
Single one. Shots fire.
What is your location?
322, apartment 322, 11830.
Well, the blood dripping.
Sunrise Valley.
Would you take that job for $60,000 a year? When you mainly get errands to go check on crazy people. 6'3" woman, guaranteed she's on psychotropic drugs. I bet you all the tea in China that woman is hopped up on two or three psychotropics. And then a cop comes to the door and she starts stabbing. I don't know about you, but if I got a woman chasing me down a hall with a butcher knife, I'm not going to wait till she stabs me to shoot her. And then he pumps a bunch of rounds into her. And she's tough. But he finally gets one in the heart and she falls over like a sack of potatoes. Imagine the deep state. They got all these bodyguards and live behind big walls, but they want to take the citizens' guns away. We can't protect ourselves from lunatics that come in every color and shape and size. But that is the zombie apocalypse right there. That is a demonically influenced person. I mean, look at her with enjoyment trying to stab him. I don't know about you, but somebody jumps out of a door at me with a knife, I'm going to shoot him right there. I'm not going to wait. But these cops are so afraid of being thrown in prison by a Soros prosecutor that he let her stab him, chase him, and then stab him again before he pumped, what, 4 or 5 rounds into her chest. Give that guy a medal. But I bet that woman 10 years ago was normal. I guarantee you that's drugs. It's on the psychotropic antidepressant bottles that it causes psychotic behavior, suicidal and homicidal ideations and actions. There she is. Look at her back in college 10 years ago. And look at her today. Totally psychotic. Looks like a lovely, smart, good person. Now she's dead. Bet money. She's hopped up on Prozac-style drugs. All right, we're going to go to break. But they're going to try to use something like this where there's not footage or it's not clear to trigger a major crisis. You can bet your bottom dollar. All right. I just want to thank everybody out there that's been supporting the operation. I don't know if InfoWars will be here on the 13th or after. We'll be here right through the night till the moment they shut us down. And there's been a lot of work behind the scenes to get other things set up and work with folks, but we're not quite there in our fundraising goals to get that done through our sponsors. So if you want amazing T-shirts, I just added a bunch of new ones today, Molon Labe, a line of women's shirts, you name it, at thealexjonesstore.com. There's also the incredible CMOS gummies, Irish CMOS gummies, and CMOS capsules that are twice as strong as the gummies, but the gummies are excellent, full of all the natural iodine you need, full of all these other trace elements and minerals. Irish CMOS is recognized as probably the ultimate superfood. It's got a bunch of other amazing superfoods like bladder rack and burdock root that also are full of iodine and other key superfoods. You really want ultimate CMOS at thealexjonesstore.com. The CMOS capsules that just came in are in stock. The 18-wheeler is on its way to the warehouse in Arkansas with the new gummies. So those will be shipped out next week. But basically, it's all there. Get yours right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And there's also Optimal green food there as well. Optimal Human. That's way better than any of the green foods out there. 90 plus superfoods. It's amazing. But hundreds and hundreds. It's over 150 t-shirt designs, limited edition, at thealexjonesstore.com. And that's how you fund us staying on air. Also, our great sponsor, my dad's supplement company, with Next Level Foundational Energy, the fluoride free organic amazing toothpaste with nano silver and iodine and tea tree and peppermint and all of it. The Super Blue Toothpaste, the Kaba Chill, the Rocket Rest Sleep Aid. It's all there. But Next Level Foundational Energy is not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown because it's the breakdown of folic acid with other key compounds into methylfolate that is the main energy source of the cells. It cleans your cells out at the same time. So it's a stimulant that's good for you that's not technically a stimulant. You want Next Level Foundational Energy at drjonesnaturals.com. Just DR, not doctor. Just drjonesnaturals.com. You see it there on screen. We'll be right back with hour number two. Thanks for your support. You're the reason we're on air.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to kepm.com/gold. kepm.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
waging war on corruption. Crashing the lies and disinformation. Only here on air because of your support, and I thank you all. All right, 300-plus radio stations don't carry the first 5 minutes, so I want to wait till I get into meat and potatoes till about 6 minutes from now. But Phima Fry is a very smart cookie, and I want to get his take on what the deep state's going to do, all this hype about martial law, more of the documents I want to go over, the military being greenlit for martial law by the Democrats while they blame Trump for it, and how he sees that unfolding. We'll also talk about Kamala being caught in massive plagiarism, Tina Peters' case, ABC using a separately edited video to try to make fun of Trump, and more. But first, we've been vindicated on fluoride.
Why does the whole world sound like Alex Jones now? Why does Elon Musk sound just like me, Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, Russell Brand? The list goes on and on.
Can I tell you, this is crazy, but a few years ago, I interviewed Alex Jones. One of the things he was telling me was about fluoride and about early puberty and about the frogs when exposed that went from male to female.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to NBC. We had all these fact checkers. It was all true. We found out all this stuff he was saying was true. And here I am across from you, Harvard-educated Johns Hopkins attending physician, saying, yeah, fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's simple. It's because what I've been covering on the air for over 30 years is from the globalist's own documents, their own battle plans, their own white papers, their own publications. And when I first got on air 30 years ago, I looked back at what the globalists said they would do in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, early 90s, and I saw that they'd gotten almost all of it done. So then I said, wow, these folks pretty much are in control, trying to get full control. I better look into what their future plans were. And it's absolutely hellish. 80% forced global depopulation, making the humans that are still alive be biomedically controlled with poisons and things introduced to their bodies when they're young, so the medical system has complete control over you for the rest of your life, no borders, the destruction of the nuclear family, pedophilia being normalized, literally a satanic world government system. And if you look at everything that we've been exposing, it's all out in the open now. The enemy has taken off the mask, and they knew that as this system goes from beta to operational, as it begins to emerge in everybody's face, that we're going to have incredible credibility. And that's why they need us off the air. Because my work, my most important work, isn't the past. It's what we're going to do in the present and the future. So regardless of what happens to InfoWars, in 28 days from the time I'm taping this, on Tuesday, October 15th, if you simply support our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, we will work with the sponsor and ensure that not just my show, but our investigative reports and everything that we're currently doing, and hopefully in the future expanding, continues on. But we cannot do it without you. So when you call in thanking me, I always say back, but I want to thank you. You're the reason we're still on air. You're the reason we've had all this incredible success. So I salute you and thank you for your past support. And I tell you now, look at the world. Look at our credibility. Look at everything that's happening. The public's mind and hearts and souls are ready for the truth. And our most important work is just now beginning. So please keep me on the air one way or another. It's in your hands, not the globalist hands. They're not in control of this. It's you. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Get incredible supplements like Ultimate CMOS gummies. And now we have the powdered pills that are twice as strong as the gummies. It is the superfood. It is mixed with a whole bunch of other incredible superfoods that turbocharge it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and look at the ingredients and research them for yourself. And then most importantly, order a bottle and try it. And I know you're going to be hooked. You're going to love it. Stamina, libido, focus, energy, your health, your immune system, all electrochemical activities have to have iodine, and that's just one of the naturally occurring compounds that is in the Ultimate CMOS from Irish CMOS and more. And then, ladies and gentlemen, all of these amazing Patriot-designed T-shirts, hoodies, and ball caps, new ones are being added every day. There's over 120 different designs on the site. Wristbands, bumper stickers, it's all there on the site, all about spreading the word and meeting like-minded people in the third dimension while you keep the tip of the spear on the air. So now it is go time. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Get amazing supplements. Get amazing Patriot clothing. Spread the word. Meet like-minded people and keep our broadcasts on the air.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out, and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And we are now live in hour number two, blasting out across the planet via the internet at infowars.com/show, band.video, Real Alex Jones on X, and over 350 radio stations, cable stations, and TV stations, including number one on systems like Cloud TV in over 10 million homes in the United States. And one of my favorite talk show hosts and recovering lawyer in his own words, Viva Fry, rides shotgun with me to lend his amazing analysis and piercing intellect on all the big subjects unfolding. Now, we keep hearing this is a close race by every corporate media channel out there. The scientific polls show the opposite. Even Politico admits they're bracing for a Trump landslide. The fraud will mitigate that like a seawall, but if the wave's big enough, he will make it. And I've broken this down with all the experts. Roger Stone concurs. Trump wanted a huge landslide 2016. The fraud was massive, but not enough. Then people were complacent. They believed the Q stuff, that Trump was invincible. He still won, but barely. They were able to steal it. Now the landslide's bigger. And I've been saying this for months. And now even Trump, Donald Trump Jr., all of them have seen the numbers. They've been on Fox saying, no, this is a big win. And the numbers show it in issue polls. Polls along race, 55% in the average poll of black men, 35% of black women, same numbers Hispanics. This is a seismic shift. Now, Will Zuckerberg's list of illegal aliens and dead people, and the folks they have vote in those fraudulent names be enough to take them over the top? From all the research we've done, no. That's why they tried to kill Trump twice, we know of. But Trump is barnstorming, and a little birdie told me next week, Trump will be in Austin, Texas on the Joe Rogan show. So look for that. And Kamala's people want her to do it. The date hasn't been set. I might have heard, but I'm going to leave it at that. There's a lot of chatter out there. So I'll just stop there. But I have had some very interesting conversations. So Trump was on a town hall this morning that just ended about an hour ago on Fox News, and I watched a lot of it while I was getting ready. He nailed it. And here's one of the exchanges where he talked about the president just bans in sports men competing against women. Look how easy that is. Here it is.
Up and down the ballot. How many of you are worried about biological men and boys competing against women and girls in sports? Just show me. That's almost the entire, that is the entire room. And I know you have a question.
I do.
By the way, excuse me. It's so crazy. It's so crazy.
Your question, yes. Your name and your hometown.
My name is Linda, and I'm from Milton, Georgia.
Good.
But originally Brooklyn, New York.
Oh,
I'd get
that's
that.
Good.
Yeah. My question is, how do you plan on addressing the transgender issue in women's sports? I have 9 grandchildren, 6 of them female, wow, all playing sports. And we are very concerned for their safety, not just on the field and the courts, but in their locker rooms as well.
Right. It's such an easy question, and everybody in the room, and you know that answer, we're not going to let it happen. You look, just yesterday they had a volleyball match. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Where a person that transitioned, okay, we have to be very careful because this can terminate your political career if you say it's slightly off, all right? But transitioned from man to female and was on a volleyball. And I saw the slam. It was a slam. I never saw a ball hit so hard, hit the girl on the head. But other people, even in volleyball, they've been permanently, I mean, they've been really hurt badly, women playing men. But you don't have to do the volleyball. We stop it. We stop it. We absolutely stop it. You can't have it. It's a man playing in the game. I mean, physically, from a muscular standpoint, even if it was a little bit less, maybe they do all sorts of tests and drugs and everything else. Look at what's happened in swimming. Look at the records that are being broken.
So how do you stop it? Do you go to the sports leagues? Do you go to the Olympic
Council? You just ban it. The president bans it. You just don't let it happen. Not a big deal.
All right. I could teach a college course in media, a four-year course, a four-year degree, just on this clip. Look, Trump is trying to get women voters to vote for him, one of the areas they say he's weak. So this is what this is about. He's trying to sound gracious. But the polls show over 90% of Americans don't want men in women's sports. He tiptoes around it and acts like it's really a woman now, but then backs off of it and says it's a man. We need to stop tiptoeing around it. So he's very strong saying just ban it, but then he's also weak in trying to, you know, act all friendly. I don't hate some transgender person because they think they're another sex. I don't hate them individually. What I hate is targeting children, autistic children, brainwashing them, making money off the surgeries, statistically very depressed, higher levels of suicide. I hate big pharma coming in to do this, and it's all about depopulation. The Tavistock Institute, MI6, developed it. But that's a big place to start right there, Viva Fry, because I better tiptoe it could end your career. If 90%+ of people are against it, it's common sense to ban men against women. Why can it end your career? No, it's an illusion that we've got to always bow to Hollywood and the left when the whole world is turning against the leftist, globalist, BlackRock establishment, a total political realignment. Even the system admits that in their internal documents that have leaked, Viva Fry. So let's start here on this issue, the campaign in general, and all the hype about Trump's going to bring in martial law. We've got the clips. While they're the ones hyping up and signing the executive orders to use the military, including lethal force, that's the Biden-Harris administration, not Trump. So as usual, Viva, everything they say populists are going to do is what they're actually doing. Viva Fry.
Well, first of all, we can always go by the maxim of confession through projection. Whatever they accuse Trump of potentially doing in his second term, they're literally doing in real time now. I'll take a bit of a different angle on that. When Trump says, you got to tiptoe around it, and he uses the term transition, I think he's being glib, because if everybody else out there is similar to me, when he says that, I'm like, why would it risk your political career? Why should it risk cancellation to state a biological fact that a boy has a penis and a boy is a boy and a girl has a vagina and a girl is a girl? Like, it was in the movie Kindergarten Cop, and even an 8-year-old knew it in that movie. So I think he's being glib and probably triggering the same reaction in people watching. Why should I have to tiptoe around stating a biological fact that is as clear as day? And so it's an amazing thing that we've seen the shift of the zeitgeist in real time. Once upon a time, people, wanted to feign tolerance. And I say superficial levels of tolerance by saying, if a boy thinks he's a girl, he can transition into being a girl. And now people are saying, A, there's no such thing as transitioning from one biology to the next. It's impossible. You want to do something as an adult? Go ahead and do it. How do you solve all this, by the way? Title IX. Title IX prohibits gender, sex discrimination, and what you have now is a straight-up Orwellian bastardization of language, where they're saying, well, we don't want to discriminate based on sex under Title IX, so you have to recognize what was otherwise known as gender dysphoria, someone thinking that they are a different sex. No. Apply Title IX the way it was drafted, the way it was intended to be drafted, to protect women's sports, and not to allow the wholesale infiltration, I'm not even saying by biological males, by males. That's what it was there for. You just need a court that can identify a woman and a man to apply the law as drafted. But Trump is, in a masterful way, almost looking sympathetic in the way he's stating the obvious. A boy is a boy. A girl is a girl. There's no changing that. Adults can do whatever the heck they want, but they cannot impose their physiology on women.
And I love this footage of a male MMA fighter breaking the
The skull.
You know, skull of girls wearing end trans genocide. So here's a guy coming in to break the cheekbone of a girl with his knee and wearing a shirt, I'm being genocided. And then they cover up the trans manifesto. Almost all the latest mass shooters have been women to men, men to women, totally whacked out of their minds, convinced that they're all upset, not because they're on a bunch of hormones and stuff, but because people aren't accepting them.
It is, it's an inverted universe. The issue has never been what an adult can do with their own body when they get to be an adult. The issue becomes when that desire is imposed on other people in terms of the language they use, the words that they use, and the physical punishment that they have to endure in order to compete in sports that were divided based on chromosomes because of the physiological difference between a man and a woman. And no, it's gone from oppression Olympics to you live by the dictates that I impose on you, otherwise it's discrimination against me. We will go back to an era of sanity, and we're seeing the shift in, I say, the tolerance of the public in terms of not putting up with this insanity anymore. You're not going to tell me what words to use. You're not going to tell me that I have to defy basic belief, and it's becoming politically popular to do so.
Where do you see this issue going with the Pritzkers putting in billions, all big pharma investing billions, bragging that it's the whole new future of basically modifying humans and lying, like the South Park episode 15 years ago where the guy's told you can be a dolphin, and so they graft on a dolphin fin on him, but he can hardly walk now. I mean, this is massive abuse. The lawsuits, you know, have begun. They're being won where children are targeted. Their parents aren't told in these public schools around the world, Canada, the U.S., Europe. And then the system begins secretly transitioning them. Oregon's passed laws to take kids away, not even tell their parents where they are. I mean, this is beyond pedophilia, because that's just raping a child, which is horrible. This is actually raping their identity. And as Elon Musk said, basically killing his son.
It is. Oh, I've stopped weighing my words. It's child genital mutilation, full stop. A minor can't consent to a tattoo, can't consent to drink alcohol, smoke cigarettes, but can somehow consent to puberty blockers, which they are now finally being forced to admit. It doesn't just put a pause on puberty. It causes permanent irreparable harm. I mean, the lawsuits will stabilize things. And, you know, we've seen what we've seen out of the UK. The lawsuits will resolve a lot of stuff here, but what they are not tolerating, imposing, exploiting on young kids is child genital mutilation. And as much as we condemn it when it's done in what is referred to as third world nations, we don't tolerate it there. And yet somehow we tolerate it now because identity, confused gender identity of developing teens, developing children, is somehow a more acceptable answer than religious identity. It's insanity. But there will be a shift because people will see the consequences of this, much like they see in the UK. There will be lawsuits like we're seeing out of the UK. I had on R. Tulip Ritchie, who was an adult when he had the bottom surgery, but an adult suffering from mental issues, OCD, generalized anxiety, and was exploited by a system for these maniacal Mengelian doctors to cut off his penis and create a faux vagina, a neo-vagina. And, you know, I don't know what the status of his lawsuit is, but recognizes he was exploited by a system that was profiting off of his mental illness. Chloe Cole, I had her on the channel as well. She's suing over here. There will be lawsuits for all the issues that, you know, that are born out of a over litigious society. There is a bit of good that comes out of it. When people start having to pay for their mistakes, they stop making them. And this has been profitable for a very long time. It starts off as a grassroots movement. It gets nationalized, then it gets corporatized, and then it gets corrupted. And then, you know, hopefully some lawsuits come in and hold some of these psychopathic doctors to account for what they've done.
Absolutely. Shifting gears out of that. I mean, I agree with you. Trump did a great job of that answer. And I see his tactic, and I agree with you. That was his tactic. And maybe you're right. Maybe he's right. Maybe I'm wrong. I just think people want hardcore, out in the open. This is medical tyranny. This is a giant scam. It's a fraud. They're all going to get sued into oblivion. The public's woken up. That's what people want to hear because that's the truth. Now, Polymarket groups that analyze the polls and integrate them and the betting numbers have Trump at 60.5 versus 39.3 against Kamala. He, even though they're oversampling Democrats, he's way ahead in all the battleground states. Even Politico admits that they're in full panic mode. That's their words, that Trump is going to win. And now their new official talking point is that Trump is going to declare martial law. Why would he need to declare martial law if he's going to win? And then separately, Raskin and Pelosi say they're not going to certify the win, something they have indicted a bunch of people for just discussing from the Trump administration. Where do you see that going with this massive hype that Trump's going to become Adolf Hitler 2.0?
I mean, it's so laughably stupid because he was in power for 4 years and didn't become Hitler 2.0 back then. He was deplatformed. He was silenced and censored, and these idiots want to portray him as the authoritarian. And then they say if he gets elected, he's going to weaponize the DOJ and lock up his political adversaries while they are literally doing that right now. Bannon is in jail. Navarro was in jail. They went after Trump with the fullest extent of lawfare imaginable. So I take it seriously when they accuse Trump of doing certain things, because to me it's more of a confession of what they plan on doing themselves. When Jamie Raskin, and I'm going to call him Raskin because my joke now is he's a rat enveloped in human skin. When he sits down there during a book review, I forget where it was exactly, and says they're not going to certify Trump because the Supreme Court abdicated their responsibilities to disqualify Trump because it was clear as day, black and white, Article 14, subparagraph 3, disqualification. They didn't do it. So now it's going to be up to Raskin to do it on January 5th or whatever and tell an angry mob of Trump supporters that they've after having tried to lawfare, lock up, bankrupt, and then murder their candidate, now they're just disqualifying him after he wins, and it's going to be civil war conditions. To me, they're telegraphing what they plan on doing. The only white pill silver lining is if this is so clear-cut and I won't say landslide-ish, but you know, demonstrably undeniable, they'll have to not go ahead with their sinister plans. Because by that point, if they try to do it, they are the unpopular ones. They are the minority. And in as much as, you know, Biden maintains control of the military up until the transfer of power, the people will have spoken, and you'll be safe to presume that at the very least, whatever statistics vote in the election, that there's probably more than that within the military who actually support Trump, so they won't get away with it. But my goodness, they really are quite clear on what they intend on doing. And it's exactly what they accuse Trump of potentially trying to do.
Let's unpack what you just said there, because it's all accurate and it says a lot. I totally agree with you by getting out ahead of this. We expose them. But everything that goes wrong now, the feds are blamed for. And in most cases, they're either behind it or they're allowing it to happen, exacerbating it. They're administratively at war with this country. But take the hurricanes. The vast majority think it's weather weapons. Those weather weapons do exist. I don't know if for sure they were particularly used here. Though we know they can kill hurricanes, so they certainly didn't implement that. But regardless, they should look at the fact that with all these indictments and fake convictions and everything else, the general public is on to this, and I totally agree. If they try to, you know, create civil unrest and they have legislation introduced to strip Trump of the power of the military, which is a coup over the executive, you have Raskin in multiple interviews just even recently saying, oh, it's clear, you know, he can't be president. He's been convicted of all these. You know, he's not been convicted. So anybody can read the Constitution. That's not true. So these are just bald-faced lies. And then you've got all the Democrats saying we're going to disqualify him. Biden said 2 years ago, it doesn't matter if he runs. We'll use the, quote, Constitution to disqualify him, which they meant criminal charges. Then they run around saying he's going to charge us when everybody sees them doing that. Here's Biden last night gloating over putting Trump in prison. Here it is.
The same guy with three other major cases waiting for him and he loses. And by the way, 34 felonies. So far, he hadn't got sentenced. He got the sentence kicked back, but I want to watch that sentence. Look, Donald Trump's not running for you. He's running for himself. I think he's running to stay out of jail.
So we're going to take that and do a short compilation, because it would be hours long if we put it all in there, of them saying, ha-ha, we're going to throw him in jail. Fannie Willis running on that. Letitia James running on that. I mean, we've got them saying, elect me, I'm going to throw his ass in prison. And then saying, well, we're going to keep him from winning. He's a convict. And then they're running around. They're going to get us. They're going to arrest us. I mean, are they intentionally trying to look like hypocritical, oxymoronic, gaslighting world champions here?
Well, that is the question. You're like, at what level, at what point do you say it has to be deliberate gaslighting? When you have, by way of example, Justin Trudeau out of Canada saying, check your bank accounts after he froze bank accounts, it can't be by accident. In this case, I on the one hand, I do think they rely on a lot of their low information voters who don't fully appreciate what's going on with Trump. But by the way, did you look at Joe Biden there? He looked even worse than ever. But it's like they're saying it out loud. Hochul is saying, what is he doing back in New York, given all that's going on here? Like, they're announcing it publicly. And I think as a result of, like, say, alternative media, alternative podcasters, dissenting voices, I think more people than ever are more aware of it than ever. And so I think that's part and parcel of the waging of the war on the internet that they're engaging in, suppression of misinformation and disinformation when they are the purveyors of it, because they need to control exposing the truth. But it's beyond the realm. Letitia James, and there's a history of it. It's out there. They're trying to memory hole some of it. Letitia James campaigned off prosecuting Trump. Fannie Willis campaigned off prosecuting Trump. Biden, in his infinite senility, says, oh yeah, the 34 felony conviction in New York with Judge Juan Marchand, whose daughter is working with Authentic HQ, who's got the white dude for Harris on it. I mean, that conviction, in my view, is getting tossed. That verdict is getting vacated as a result of the Supreme Court ruling. They'll get to blame it on the Supreme Court where Trump appointed, you know, people to. But that verdict is getting vacated, in my view.
And let's go there now. We also have the Newark Court of Appeals saying that they're going to actually probably sanction prosecutors. So even New York sees literally tens of billions a month leaving. People are fleeing because they don't live in North Korea. Explain that as a lawyer.
So I'm not sure about the sanctioning. I think there might have been a misunderstanding about the sanctioning of the lawyers in that case. But I mean, that's incidental because they were talking in the hearing. This is in Engoron's case of the $454 million judgment for a victimless crime that didn't exist because there was no fraud. There was discussion as to whether or not Trump's attorneys should have been sanctioned for raising objections to preserve for appeal. But bottom line with that, I mean, you got the criminal case coming out of New York. That's Judge Marchand. That's the hush money payment, 34, you know, charges of writing bad checks or whatever it was. Nonsense. The civil fraud case, which was brought by Letitia James, that resulted in a $390 million disgorgement penalty, plus however many millions in interest. They had the hearing before the Court of Appeal, and even the judges were like, to the state attorney, can you reference, they're saying to her, like, look, you've supplied case law. Can you supply one case that's analogous to this, where you had a private transaction between equally sophisticated contracting parties, where no one was harmed, no one complained, everyone was happy, and the state wants to intervene with a massive disgorgement, and there was simply no good answer for it. At some point, sanity will prevail. And so, and as bad as that hearing went, I don't think we're going to get a decision on that Court of Appeal ruling until after the election, because they don't want to interfere with the election by dismissing that case, or they're not going to sanction Judge Engoron. But even the courts are getting there, and the courts got there with the idiot move to try to remove Trump from the ballot with the 14th Amendment, subparagraph 3, out of Colorado. I think out of Maine tried the same thing. The courts will hopefully get it right, but they were certainly in violation of their duties to act in 2020, which led to a lot of the problems. But no, the New York cases, they're getting tossed. The RICO case out of Georgia, I don't think it's ever going to get to trial. And we're witnessing the wholesale destruction of a pillar of civil society, trust in the judiciary.
And Jack Smith, that's all fallen on its face. We're going to go to break. I want to come back, though, with their ace cards, civil unrest, how they would trigger that, how we expose it, how we stop it. Kamala Harris saying he's going to use the military on the average people. I mean, this just smells of total desperation. Check out Viva's great podcast at vivabarneslaw.locals.com and the Viva Fry on X. We'll be right back.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print is probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off, and again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for keeping us on the air.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Viva Fry is our guest. He leaves us. I got a ton of news. I'm going to be going through in clips and breaking news as well. Viva, we started getting into this earlier, and when you spoke about it, I totally concur with what you're saying. And, you know, I'm able to communicate to Trump and able to, you know, get him information, and I do see him occasionally pick up on it. Like, I really shook the cage in the last few months, and I said, why aren't you doing Elon Musk every week? You had a billion people watch it. Why aren't you doing all the big podcasts? Instead, I keep seeing him on mainstream media that has tiny audiences compared to anybody. I mean, he goes on any big podcast, it makes it 10 times bigger. He should be doing Tucker Carlson more. He should be on Joe Rogan, which now is going to happen. He needs to be everywhere. He needs to be on Elon Musk, not just on audio, but they can set up cameras and have a video component. It'll have 2 billion views. And in Trump's finally, you hear him going, well, you know, the new media is giving old, you know, mainstream media a run for the money. Independent media has been bigger than the corporate media for 10 years. I mean, this show is in the top 10, and we reach, let's be conservative and not exaggerate, the actual show, 20 million people a day. big shows more, sometimes a lot more, but on average 20 million. The clips, I can't even keep track of it, are in the hundreds of millions. Particularly old stuff because it's evergreen. It's ultra green. It just gets more important with time because it's all coming true, unfortunately. So looking at that, this is a total political awakening and realignment. And the system knows that. The Financial Times of London and other globalist mouthpieces, they admit that. But though in pop culture, low information voters, they tell them, you know, Trump's a fascist and going to, you know, use the military on you. Well, we have to ask, what are they preparing? What climate, what moves of civil war conditions, as they said, are they going to try to create? And then how are they going to try to juxtapose and blame Trump for that? Well, I see that mainly as him when he's the president or even president-elect. They trigger civil unrest, which they're openly pushing, and use, you know, cops shooting a black person, even if the cops are in the right, they'll ignore that. They already tried with this black lady with the butcher knife stabbing the Asian cop, tried to spin that and get riots going. That didn't work because they released the body cam footage. So what I'm kind of getting at is, how do you see them, with their own statements of preparation, maneuvering us into that action? And then how do we counter that? And then you heard my advice to Trump, you know, go on the real media more, ignore the corporate media, don't let their attacks on you govern how you respond, go on the offense, you have the ball, people are listening to you, don't be reactive, be active. So what is your advice to Trump with 19 days? And then how do we quantify with the evidence we have, with the deep state telegraphing they're going to create crises? What do you think those crises will be and how do we counter it?
Well, I mean, if Trump goes on Rogan, it'll be epic, groundbreaking. Now, if Trump wanted to do a Viva Fry interview, I'm 45 minutes from Mar-a-Lago. I will happily drive up there. Bada bing, bada boom. Obviously, you know, it's not just that there are more people watching on the Rogans, the Alex Jones, Dan Bonginos. It's that, it's the proper market. You're looking at the people who are watching even the Fox News, and by and large, they're already, their minds are made up already politically speaking. So you're not convincing anybody and you're not reaching the markets. I don't see the alternative media like call her daddy type stuff, because similarly there, you're dealing with indoctrinated base. Although even on call her daddy, Alex Cooper was taking flack from her base for interviewing Kamala Harris. But Rogan, because it puts the pressure on Kamala Harris to do Rogan, and on a long format interview with Rogan where Jamie's pulling up the clips of Kamala Harris promising taxpayer funded transitional surgeries for illegal immigrants in detention. Holy crap. Let's see her explain that one away. But to the second part of the question, which is the more sinister part, I don't like having these thoughts and I don't like putting the juju in the universe, because this is not a case of every fear hides a wish. This is just an actual fear at what the deep state might do to achieve their political goals. People say, Viva, oh, they're going to swap out Kamala Harris at the last minute for Michelle Obama or whomever. I was like, they can't do that now. She's on the ballot. People have voted for her. So they can't just say, oh, you know, we're pulling a player and we're replacing you with Michelle. The only way that that could happen is with something catastrophic. The idea that they would, you know, cause civil unrest after a Trump victory, that's going to happen regardless, maybe to a greater or lesser extent, because you're going to have nutcases, you know, the same lunatics screaming at the sky during his inauguration in 2016. There'll be riots. There'll be protests. There'll be violence. Maybe a 2020 summer of love, but I don't even think it'll get that bad. After he's elected, it's also going to be a fait accompli. My absolute biggest fear, and if I am a demonic, satanic, deep state actor, the Trump card, pun intended, is that they eliminate Kamala from this race. She's wildly unpopular. When you have a 30% shift in the betting markets within a week during her media blitz, no less, they know that she's losing. They know that she's terrible. They know that Tim Walz is terrible, and they can't swap them out through political means right now. The only thing they can do, which would achieve all of their goals, is something catastrophic like a revenge type attempt on Kamala's life that then allows them to also say, if they eliminate her, then they can swap her, you know, replace her with someone who is politically palatable. And then they can run on the sympathy vote. And then they can say, we can't have in-person voting. So forget mail-in voting. We're going to have to digitize it. And they're going to do something catastrophic like that between now and Election Day. After Election Day, it's a done deal. And between now and Election Day, they cannot remove Kamala and swap her with someone through political means. So that is my black pill, doom pill fear that they might actually do. But I'm still on the white pill. we're seeing a lot more whistleblowers coming out right now to reveal what the deep state has been doing. I had on yesterday Zach Apothecary, who's the Border Patrol agent whistleblower from James O'Keefe's new movie documentary Line in the Sand on the Tucker Carlson Network. You know, there's more and more of those coming out. So I think even their darkest, dirtiest plays are not even necessarily political options right now. But that is where my mind goes if I go to the most sinister, darkest holes of my brain.
Well, I couldn't even say it that good. 100% dead on from my own research and understanding of this. So they're telegraphing that Trump supporters, the FBI put out last year and this year, are going to work with Russia to knock out the power or cyber attack. That's obviously preparation for a frame-up job. They've had a Pakistani and an Afghan for the CIA and the FBI trying to kill Trump. I predicted that would happen 2 days after they tried to kill Trump in July. And then, of course, they started pre-programming that. It's so obvious. Kill Trump, blame it on the Iranians, get World War III, attack their enemies, and get rid of their political opposition. But now that they've tried to already kill him twice that we know of, they're figuring out that that's not going to work. They might still desperately try it. Then they're going to try to get a race crisis going to turn up the heat and create a distraction. But people are seeing through that. But here's what I want to say. I've been saying this for over 2 years. And I said they would replace Joe Biden, which they did. The move, and I'm not giving them ideas because I know the enemy. They fought at every angle. The move would be to kill Biden either in his sleep or maybe he dies on his own because he's in really bad shape. And then have the hype, oh, for the last 10 days or the last 5 days, whatever it's going to be, of the election, she's now the first woman president, and use that hype not to make her win, but to make it plausible if they steal it that she actually won. I really am concerned about that. But also, I agree with you, the evil binary star of that is that they would do a false flag and try to kill Kamala and then say they foiled it to try to then demonize Trump and Trump supporters and turn up the heat from that position. So I do think those are the two big things they'll try. Maybe a strike on Iran. Missiles that they've already authorized a month ago being rained down on Russia. They haven't done that yet. I've seen some signs of detente and NATO capitulation. You've got the North Korea blowing up the bridges to South Korea, saying they're ready for World War III. I think credible reports of North Korean troops at least advising and running weapon systems that they're experts on, missile systems and artillery systems in Ukraine. So I see a lot of real evidence of escalation, but also evidence of them saying, okay, looks like he's going to win. We're going to hand him a disaster, try to strip presidential powers, and then stir up a bunch of civil unrest and use the race card once Trump's in. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, well, I think, unfortunately, I was going to be like glib and say, oh, the race card is so 2020. And they, you know, like they say, they just tried to do it with that, the basketball player who stabbed the cop and then was shot. And, you know, luckily on Twitter, on Rumble, people can get the truth. They won't get away with the race thing again. I mean, that would be like trying to play the COVID card again. You know, strategically, what you have to think of is that they need to make it impossible to go to polling stations on election day and to maybe come up with some emergency system in the interim. So Biden passing and then Kamala taking over the reins, I think more likely than anything, Biden's going to sabotage Kamala by resigning and then giving over his failed presidency to her, because I think he's still mad at her for stabbing him in the back and stealing the nomination. No, I think, and then as an alternative, an attack that she survives and then she becomes the hero type candidate. I don't think that plays either, because she's not that person. And neither is Tim Walz as a prospective president in the event of something happening to Kamala. No, I think really the dark and dirty thing is something that a false flag that they can then pin on angry Trump supporters. A retaliation for the prior attempts. They've basically announced to the world how absolutely useless Secret Service protection is on Trump, and it's presumably just as bad on Kamala. And that way they get to have massive unrest that would make it impossible to go to the polling stations come November 5th. Or the darker thing, like a terrorist attack, like what we saw in Israel on October 7, given the amount of illegals, criminals, potential terrorists that have flooded the border.
And they just caught the CIA-connected Afghan they brought in who was planning an election day mass attack. So, yeah, we're seeing a lot of that.
Yeah, and a disruption of voting on election day itself, because you presume that there's going to be more. I don't know if the stats are the same this time around. Robert Barnes thinks it's much different than 2020. But if you just assume that there's going to be more Democrat votes by mail-in ballots, do something to disrupt the in-day voting in the swing states. But the bottom line, and I'll say that, you know, first of all, I know, Alex, you have never in any realm of the universe promoted violence, period. You don't even have that luxury if you were so inclined, and neither do I. They tried to kill Trump, and I say they because I do believe it was a let it happen or a made it happen on purpose deep state operation. They tried to kill Trump twice, and there was not a lick of violence or retaliation from one right-winger MAGA American conservative because they don't play by those rules like the left does. And so it would not just be implausible but untenable if something like that were to happen, but that is what they I believe they would have in their dark souls, in as much as they accuse Trump of having staged his own attempt, put a packet of blood on his ear so he could pretend to be the hero. They might try something like that with Kamala Harris because that's the way their brains work. But you know, it's an amazing thing. You have the 2020 Summer of Love, which is the most violent, destructive protest you've had over extended periods of time. Kamala Harris bailing out those violent criminals. You have two attempts on the life of Donald Trump in recent memory. And there's not a lick of reprisals or backlash, violent backlash from the right. That is what separates the two. And so people just need to never succumb to that base instinct to do harm because A, it won't get anywhere, and B, it'll be counterproductive for your very interests.
Absolutely. And anybody talking to you online or in person about that, you can bet your bottom dollars an FBI informant or working for one of these tax-free foundations. I want to play the clip as I mentioned it. Here's Kamala yesterday saying Trump wants to be, you know, a dictator. Trump's coming with the military. He's going to get everybody. Again, she's being told to say this, so they're saying this for a reason. Here it is.
He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country. It's a serious issue. He is saying that he would use the military to go after them. Think about this.
I mean, this is just pure crap.
I can't tell you how much I detest Kamala Harris politically. First of all, that voice. Second of all, they're talking about how Trump hates anyone who doesn't vote for him. You got Hakeem Jeffries for the last 4 years calling anybody who supports Trump an extreme MAGA Republican. You got Joe Biden. These people are walking confession through projection. But it's a good point you bring up. She is spouting and repeating lie after lie when we all know it's a lie. And not because she's doing it herself, but because her handlers are telling her to do that. And why? She gets up there during her speech at the DNC and says the fine people hoax, the suckers and losers hoax. She spouts lies. And the question is, who the hell is telling her to spout these lies and why are they telling her to do it? But you're right. I mean, they're telegraphing what they plan on doing in as much as Jamie Ratskin is caught on camera saying it out loud.
Well, now The View came out today. I've got the clip here. Joy Reid claims blackmailed Trump voters are part of a global fascist phenomenon.
Was it Larry Elders is the black face of white supremacy? These people are idiots. I mean, first of all, anyone on The View, all of them, are the most awful people on earth. But they're telling you who they are. They're telling you who they are, that they look at someone, and based on their politics or their political affiliation, they will either be heroes or they'll be race traitor villains. But no, Joy Reid is unhinged, and she's a lunatic. Everyone on The View is an unhinged lunatic. And you can really get a feel for the zeitgeist of the political party based on the way their most vocal proponents speak. Keith Olbermann, unhinged lunatic. Joe Scarborough, unhinged lunatic. The View, unhinged. And they only accuse their political adversaries of what they are doing.
So let's move to that. Even when Trump gets reelected in that 76 days, they're clearly programming civil unrest. They have movies about civil war. They're saying they're going to do it. Jamie Raskin says they are. But then they turn around and say, we are. What do you expect them to do then? And then how do we counter that?
Well, I just think if the election, hopefully, you know, God willing, and I'm not using the Lord's name in vain because I mean it. God willing, it'll be so decisive that these idiots who have been threatening upheaval, unrest, if Trump gets elected, they'll show up and there's going to be nobody there. You know, the bottom line is, they had the political permission slip for the last 4 years. If the election is decisive enough that they no longer even have the perception of having the political permission slip, they just won't do it. They won't show up and riot because they won't be confident that Kamala Harris or an administration that had given them the political permission slip will bail them out of jail, literally. So it just, you know, like Bongino says, you get 10 people out and you make them get 10 people and you get out and you vote. It's nothing's in the bag and it has to be so decisive. It has to be beyond the cheat. You have to beat the cheat, but also make it so decisive that nobody can question what the public sentiment is. The idea that, I mean, you see Kamala Harris now pandering to the black male vote because she understands that she's losing it in meaningful numbers. And so they have to come out and demonize anybody who thinks differently or disagrees with them. But I think they're going to quickly realize that they are in the political minority. Oh. And they no longer get to be this vicious, tyrannical minority.
Well, that's right. I had Roger Stone on yesterday. We went over the polls and numbers. Obama coming out and saying, how dare you black men support Trump? Kamala doing it. Their surrogates doing it is clearly backfiring. But they act like they're smart, but they keep doubling down. Like, here's another example, just on a separate subject. Kamala Harris right now is set to go on Rogan's podcast, okay? I made some calls, did some checking. That's going down. But first Trump next week. Here in Austin is the word that could change. Just like I told you, RFK Jr. would endorse Trump on that Friday. I told you on a Monday. People couldn't believe it, and it happened. I got it from high level. I'll stop there. So I knew that was the case unless they changed their mind. And, you know, I had said that it was going to be in Arizona because they were planning to be at the Trump rally, but they decided to first do it in L.A., then go to Arizona, or they decided to go to Arizona. But the point is that these things can change. What is the Harris group thinking when, as you pointed out, her coming out of the closet, she's been hiding in the basement, only doing 3 interviews the first few months. Now she's doing them every day and it gets worse and worse and worse. What do they think is going to happen on Rogan? He's going to let her talk and that's going to destroy her even further. This is going to be a complete joke.
Rogan had better, I mean, he does a lot of homework for his interviews and he had better do, if I can offer Rogan one piece of advice, watch Harmeet Dhillon on Tucker Carlson talking about Kamala Harris's ascension to power or her success in her career, how she got there. It's an amazing thing. You can let her talk and she'll sink herself. Or B, you ask her some of the actual hard questions and Rogan is smart and will do follow-ups. You know, like on the 60 Minutes, in her idiotic, rambling, incoherent answer to why Netanyahu's not listening to the Biden administration out in Israel, yeah, in addition to being an incoherent answer, there was no follow-up. And, you know, a reasonable follow-up would be, why isn't anybody listening to the Biden-Harris administration? Why isn't anyone tempering their response based on U.S. demands? You go and ask Kamala Harris about the insane policy that she's, but forget the accent changes. Forget the being, you know, Indian until she was black. Identity politics. Men in women's sports. Ask her on that. And I know Joe Rogan is passionate about that. Ask her about taxpayer-funded surgeries for transgender
inmates. And I would also bring up the 325,000 missing kids on her watch. I'd bring up how she was selected, not elected in the primaries. And
the border. Bring up the border issue. Like, in the 60 Minutes where, like, you know, he pushed back a little bit. It quadrupled on it. Well, you halved it after you quadrupled it. It's going to
sure,
be.
Sure, but my question is, that's definitely going to probably happen. Why the hell would they think that's a good idea? Well, it's pure desperation.
Pure desperation. Oh, no, absolutely. Also, you know, I've been saying it as a joke from the beginning. When she starts copying one element of Trump's campaign after another, no tax on tips, build a border wall, all of these things that she had.
She doesn't want her guns. She's for fracking.
She's a gun owner. What kind of gun? A Glock. Can you elaborate? They have been systematically copying every element of Trump's campaign because they're losing. They see it succeeding and they're like smooth. They're idiots. They don't understand why Trump is succeeding. So they just go and try to copy everything he's doing. Go do long format interviews. How did that work out for you last week?
And then
week,
Jim Walz goes out and says he's a great hunter. He thinks he put shotgun shells in the butt of the rifle. That is absolutely insane. Viva Fry. The Viva Fry on X, vivabarneslaw.locals.com. Thank you so much. I'll be watching and look forward to hopefully having you and others pop in with us on election night.
That would be great. Thank you very much, Alex. It's always a pleasure coming on. And my goodness, fingers crossed that there will be no black pill, doom pill, deep state event between now and election night.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, and I'll talk about this more next hour. Thank you, Viva Fry. The FBI has already telegraphed. Biden's already telegraphed. Kamala's already telegraphed. They're going to say Pennsylvania and a few other states aren't done voting for days and then say civil rest will be caused by Trump supporters. They're already doing that. They're already saying that on 60 Minutes everywhere. So look for the same scam you saw 4 years ago. They're going to try it again. And they know you're going to get pissed and even protesting. They're going to call terrorism. Nobody's going to buy it. This is such an exciting, nail-biting time to be alive. All right, we're going to start the next hour. Tons of news, stuff I haven't gotten into. There's so much that we need to hit next hour. Please stay with us for that. But I announced it yesterday, and if you build it, they will come. AlexJones.network.com, AlexJones.network.com. I've always intended to go 24 hours. I've always intended to have a bunch more reporters. And instead of just surviving, I intend, whether InfoWars is shut down or not, to expand in the face of tyranny. But that's up to you to spread the word, to pray for the broadcast, and to buy products at our sponsors. If you go to AlexJones.network, there'll be a lot of stuff added there, but that's an important URL to mark down and to bookmark and to share and to save. But if you, there's a subpage on there that's very important. If you go to AlexJones.live, AlexJones.live, that takes you to a subpage of AlexJones.network, and you can find a one-stop shop for drjonesnaturals.com, the great supplements, for the alexjonesstore.com, for all the other great supplements like Ultimate Sea Moss, the Ultimate Superfood, the great t-shirts, the great ball caps, the great women's clothing now and there, hoodies, all at the alexjonesstore.com. It's all on one page at alexjones.live. The give, send, go to donate to our legal defense fund that's so critical. I want to make a straight donation to Vimeo. I want to follow the link to become a subscriber on X. That really helps us. However you want to give, however you want to support by getting great products or making a straight donation, please, whether it's $5 or $100, make a donation right there at alexjones.live. The sub URL for that is realalexjones.com. And all those URLs will be redirected and built up and have a bunch of stuff going on with them. We've been very, very busy behind the scenes, but it takes capital to get that done. So it's easy. Make the decision to get great products. At the same time, fund the number one anti-globalist broadcast in the world, recognized by patriots as the most accurate and recognized as the most effective against the enemy by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Joe Biden and the Soros New World Order crime syndicate. So if you want to fight these monsters and be part of the Second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide, the coordinates are alexjones.network and alexjones.live and, of course, realalexjones.com. Or you can find all the URLs in one spot and not just support, but support by sharing the link. Hey, Alex Jones, tip of the spear. He's under attack. They want him off air for the election. They want him off air when President Trump's president-elect. Trump's going to need all our backing to battle the deep state and help him vet who to get in to the federal government once he gets in. We are in it to win it. Be part of the dream team. Myself, Trump, Tucker Carlson, Elon Musk. The list goes on and on. RFK Jr. InfoWars is critical in the fight. Thanks for your support. Now go now to alexjones.live. alexjones.live. Stay with us.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I have a loaded slate of news and different angles of the New World Order that I want to get into. We focused on the election enough today and the globalists and all the dirty tricks they're cooking up, and we've done what we can do there. I want to hit some of the different angles of what the globalists are up to in this hour, and I want to take some phone calls. But when we give the number out here in a moment, I just want to put 8 calls on the board because that's what I'll have time to take. Because I don't want people to have people on hold in the fourth hour when I have a special guest that I'm hosting today on a bunch of really critical issues that we'll announce once we get to that point. But I'm going to fire up the phone system right now and give you the toll-free number to join us. All right. The toll-free number to join us is on what I covered last hour. The globalists preparing civil unrest, saying Trump's going to use the military against the people. They're doing that for a reason. They're promising civil war conditions. How do you think we counter that? And then you're welcome to call in about any other subject I've raised, any of the other reports we've gotten into, or any other subject that you want to bring up. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789 2539. All right. Some stations don't carry this 5, so let me tell you what I'm going to news blitz and then go to your calls on. I've talked about this some, but I want to get into this more. DOJ directive expands domestic military authority to include lethal force. What's really behind that? And I have the DOD directive. Then we've got more on the campaign. A crowd of Republicans will join Harris in Pennsylvania. Stop, as if the Republican evil neocon establishment endorsing her is a good thing. That shows that the establishment just doesn't know there's been a realignment and they've lost, or they're just refusing to give up. But the way they're refusing to give up makes it even worse for them. They should be acting like they're anti-establishment when they are the establishment. I mean, this is just amazing. Also, I mentioned this yesterday, and it ties into all these UFO drone harassments happening at military bases and against naval vessels where they admit they're human propeller-driven craft but say that they don't know what they are. Well, of course they know what they are. That ties into something that I didn't get to. All the major tech companies are getting authorization to build their own nuclear reactors. Now, why is that important? I've got to get to that. I didn't finish the key point yesterday. I'll hit that. Also on the campaign, you've got Mitch McConnell blocking money in key battleground fights for Kerry Lake and Ted Cruz. Also, Mark Halperin predicts the greatest mental health crisis in history when Trump wins. I'll explain from my view what's really happening there. Also, was this the plan? Child sex trafficking has tripled in the last 3 years under Biden-Harris border policies. Well, of course that's the plan. Can we get around to understanding that? Also, witness tampering. New texts reveal Liz Cheney directly communicated with her star witness. That's illegal. Of course, the whole committee was illegal. Also, major survey reveals over 1 in 6 Germans report side effects from COVID-19 vaccination. Also, new polls out, over 90% of Americans don't want all this transgender stuff and people having men compete against women. But in that big survey, it's an interesting group we discovered that does back it. Those that want to sexualize children. Also, BMW says EU ban on gasoline cars by 2035, that's just 11 years from now, is no longer realistic because the electric cars just don't work and aren't feasible and are basically a scam. Yeah, they're a nice novelty, but it's just not a bridge that goes anywhere. It is a bridge to nowhere. Also, another government lie. FBI caught, again, putting out fake crime statistics trying to dial back the real level of crime under the Defund the Police operation, similar to the Department of Labor and Statistics and the Commerce Department, lying about 218,000 jobs, and then even more they found that were fake. The head of the Commerce Department responded by saying she doesn't know what the Department of Labor and Statistics is. That's part of her department. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
To talk about something that, from my knowledge, no one else has talked about. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, how the breakaway civilization is planning to shut off our power while they still have power for themselves. That is coming up, critical intel and a lot more news. But right now, I want to go to your phone calls, 877-789-2539. Interspersed with news. I only have time for about 80 of your calls, but I wanted to get some calls here on the broadcast today. Let's take a call from Rich on Trump winning. Now the Democrats are openly saying they're not going to certify the win. What will be their backdrop to try to legitimize that, Rich?
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Rich from New Jersey. I'm just curious to know, say Trump wins decisively, landslide, whatever. My question has been for weeks now, what if they don't certify the election with Rask and his cronies in the deep state? And what actually can be done in this situation besides civil unrest? I mean, what actually could be done? What do we do in the case of that happening?
Well, I'm glad you called about this because you reminded me of a point I've been meaning to make for weeks. And for some reason, would we even write notes to do it? It wouldn't do it. In fact, I'm going to take your call and put it out as its own report on X and Mandot Video, because it really is the big issue. They are saying, if Trump wins, Pelosi, Raskin, all of them, that, and a bunch of Democrat senators, that they are not going to certify it. And everything they've been doing is trying to goad us into violence, goad us into civil rest. They've been trying to set up Trump supporters to carry out violence, to, you know, kidnap Whitmer. That was all fake. The whole January 6th situation, they've now been caught running that whole thing. It's why the January 6th commission was really a cover-up operation, wasn't lawfully put into place. Republicans didn't have any control over it. That violates federal law, violates the Constitution. That was to scoop up all the evidence, and then they destroyed all the evidence after they put out their fake report, which is also illegal. And we have witness tampering, new text reveal, Liz Cheney directly communicated with J6 star witness Cassidy Hutchinson about her testimony about Hutchinson's attorney's knowledge without her knowledge. So that's again, illegal what she did. It's witness tampering. But even the commission itself was just a show. So to answer your question about what do we do? Well, when they do this, they're going to provide the false flags, obviously, they've been preconditioning us for, to demonize anyone questioning the election or questioning them not certifying. And the answer is not violence, obviously. The answer is not having a race war and killing each other that they'll try to get going. The answer is having the state legislatures and governors call an emergency council. It's a dangerous situation, but we're already in that because they could do anything at that point. But the governors in the states could call a con-con or something similar and just announce that the states do not recognize their non-certification, and then you could have the states convene, and the legislatures would then accept the delegates that represent the electors that represent the votes through the Electoral College, and then you could have the states override the Congress and certify that. I don't think the Democrats are going to have the votes in the House to do that, where they have a minority, but it is a very slight minority. Some Republicans have signaled they might vote with them, but there'll have to be some pretext that, oh, Trump supporters blew up a black college or church or something, and that Trump supports it. You know, there's got to be some civil unrest cover that they've said they'll use. Oh, well, no, there'll be civil unrest because he's so horrible, and you know, we've got to block Trump from, you know, when he's the president, from blocking that civil unrest. But I look at it as if, from all the evidence we have, they're going to launch that during the 76 days while he's president-elect. So there's a lot of other mechanisms that can be done. You could have the states, which represent the people, redeclare a new Declaration of Independence against the coup. And then you would have to have Trump, just like the Democrats said they would do if Trump won in 2020. They had a war game the New York Times reported on, again, I mentioned earlier, with John Podesta, where they said that they were going to ignore his win and then get the blue states together and certify that Biden had won, and then basically create a political, geographical split and schism and ultra-constitutional crisis and really political, leading into physical civil war. And they intend to prime that again along racial lines that they've prepared. So it's a mess any way you slice it. And then at that event, Trump, once the states certify him, would have to deal with the military, because almost all the generals are globalist. And so Trump at that point would have to, say that all the military leaders that agree with what the states have done muster up and, you know, basically publicly swear their allegiance to the Republic and to his election. And then the deep state would stage some big false flags and claim that Trump military was blowing things up and killing people. That's why they have all these movies priming you for it. And it just turns into a total disaster and a mess. That's why discussing this and explaining the Democrats are getting ready for this is so important, so that Trump can get out of ahead of it and say, they keep saying, I'm going to have martial law and I'm going to arrest everybody. And Trump comes out and says, they're the ones with Biden executive orders and new military directives for civil unrest, martial law, and killing U.S. citizens. They're the ones aiming the gun at us and taking the safety off and putting their finger on the trigger. So there's a lot of ways to do this, but a lot of it's force majeure, or the most powerful force, and if the people are right and it's clearly a fraud, then we have to talk about ways to remove the bureaucracy and the deep state and the swamp out of power, because they're going to try to create the illusion that they are the legitimate people still in charge when they're not. And there's a lot of different ways to skin a cat. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, what I really think is that the deep state and the left is priming, at least I know in the New York area, is priming law enforcement everywhere to be proactive in arresting, even for peaceful protesting. So say whether Trump wins or loses or doesn't get certified after the election, there will be mass arrests. And I just think they're looking for the Trump supporters to just, you know, at some point, like Owen Schroyer says, you know, you had enough. And you can only kick a dog so many times, not to retaliate in any physical or, criminal means, but just to have our voices heard. And I really think that's going to happen. I think that you know what is going to hit the fan after this election. And I think it's going to be relatively quiet up until November 5th.
Well, that's what Biden has said. He said it 2 weeks ago, and we played it once. But I tried to find the clip. Biden worried about violence after election. It was just like a short clip. And I mean, that's what Harris said yesterday. And so they've lost politically. The globalists are losing worldwide the fight for hearts and minds big time. So all they've got left is the violence. And so the left goes out and burns down car dealerships and restaurants and loot stores. Populists aren't going to do that. You know, notice the UN never gets hit. The CFR never gets hit. Bill Gates never gets hit. And I'm not calling, in fact, the opposite for anybody to go after them violently. But you know, if they say right-wingers blow up a black church or college or something, that that's the globalists doing that. I mean, populists and conservatives are smart enough that if things go to the Civil War and they're trying to arrest patriot leaders and trying to send us to camps, that then it's not going to be too healthy to be Mark Zuckerberg in his bunker. And I'm not trying to go there. I'm just telling the New World Order, something they already know, that your own security people and everybody around you are sick of you, and that patriots are going to be much more precise in all of this than mobs of Antifa Soros-funded idiots that are just trying to destabilize society and implode the economy. So I just don't even want to start wargaming that. I don't want to think about that. I told Zuckerberg, you know, a year ago and 6 months ago, I said, you better come out and say you're against the New World Order. Just because I was in Kauai, I love to go there every few years, and the native Hawaiians, the Asians, it's not just Hawaiians, there's a lot of Asians been there four, five, six generations, Japanese, Chinese, you name it. And then, of course, you've got the folks from the mainland, and I can't go in a restaurant, I can't walk down the beach, I can't go anywhere, a hotel, and not just be mobbed by the locals, and all they talk about is how when everything goes down, they're going to go after all the globalists. And I'm just like, okay, well, I'm not going to talk about that. And it's literally, they know all about the persecution of me and Trump. They know all about the New World Order and to the highest levels of the Hawaiians and all of them. And they're just foaming at the mouth to go after the globalists. So, and that's just a microcosm. And Zuckerberg came out and said, oh, I'm not political. I'm sorry for fixing the election. I won't do it again, because he knows. I mean, he knows I'm not just saying that. I mean, literally, I'm in Hawaii and it's like, it was bad 5 years ago. It was bad 3 years ago. I went back this year for a week and a half, and my favorite place is there in Kauai. It's where they film all the dinosaur movies and stuff. It just doesn't even look real, especially the north of it. And it's just, it's like being on, you know, the best drug to be there. It's just unbelievable. The rainbows, all of it, a real slice of heaven, like heaven came down to earth. And I mean, I can't even lay on the beach without people telling me they want to go after the New World Order. So that's a microcosm of all of this. And so I understand. I mean, let's say they don't certify Trump. I mean, what does the local government have to do with that? Or what, I mean, people are angry. I mean, what are you thinking about doing? I mean, what are you saying?
Well, I just think everything that you tell the listeners to do, you know, just keep voicing everything on on X everywhere, and just keep fighting the good fight. I mean, really, there's no real eloquent way to state it. I mean, we just have to keep going and see how this pans out, because everybody I talk to are like, oh, I can't wait till November 5th until this is all over. I said, they're just getting started. This is when the fun really starts. So, you know, I pray to God that I'm wrong. I pray that we're wrong, and who knows, by some miracle, maybe it will be certified. Who knows? I'm praying that.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about not certifying it. They're more apt to just have warehouses full of ballots for Kamala, and then in key battlegrounds, just keep it open, close the counting centers, put up the poster over the windows, and steal it bigger than Dallas again. I mean, when something isn't broken, don't fix it. So that's but I'm telling you, look, they're already on 60 Minutes everywhere else saying Trump supporters, when Michigan and Georgia and Pennsylvania and Arizona and other battleground states say there's more ballots coming in, and anybody tries to have oversight, they're calling that terrorist, and they're going to provocateur some events or a mass shooting or something at one of these tabulation centers. They've already told you what they're going to do. All right? I mean, it's like the day before they tried to kill Trump the first time, I said that it's imminent, they're going to try to kill him. You better watch out at the rallies. I mean, this is not rocket science. People ask how I know this stuff. My God, they telegraph everything they're going to do. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate your question. It's really the central question. But the other point you didn't bring up, and I mentioned it last hour, is their plan B is to just hand this disaster to Trump and to have the economy further unravel once he's president-elect and, you know, blame it on him and tariffs. It's not tariffs when there's one-sided deals with China and India and Mexico and 60 other countries where you just can't produce stuff here because it's made so cheap over there because we have energy embargoes through policy and they don't. Just the cheaper energy in China or India or Mexico makes it hard to build things here. I mean, you can do it, but it's going to cost twice or three times more. Trump, if people think that Trump getting in is going to be a bed of roses, they got another thing coming. Our work just begins. This will not be like a normal election cycle where things are really hot and crazy and the election happens and things settle down. All over the world, things just ramp up. Let's go to Jesse in Tennessee on Trump. Go ahead, Jesse.
Thank you for talking to me, Alex. Appreciate all the information you've put out over the years, and it's made a big help for people. And after Trump gets elected, do you think that, well, you more or less answered the question earlier on that phone call. I just don't think they're going to let us be at peace for a long time. I think they're going to push us and keep pushing until we have no choice. What do you think about that?
Well, that's it. And so to everybody out there, you better work as hard as you can to just have such a political, cultural, spiritual awakening that they're whistleblowers, what James O'Keefe's doing, what Steven Crowder's doing, what all these, I mean, the folks that got the CIA officer admitting they ran the whole setup on me on Sandy Hook, that was devastating to them. Look, it's going to be the whistleblowers. We already see it in the Border Patrol and DHS and FEMA. And it's going to be the real independent media that boosts them. That's really their Achilles heel, is that their own people are going to stop following orders just out of self-preservation. So as negative as things are, I would just tell folks, and I know patriots know this, that if things do go into a hot war, if they push us into that, just remember, the police will be given false stories, we'll be given false stories, the black folks will be given false stories, the white folks will be given false stories, and they all just intend to have us kill each other, and that is not the answer. In a revolution, in a physical one, the police and the military are things you step around and avoid. It only helps the globalists if we chew them up and chew ourselves up. So I don't want things to get violent, but if they do, people need to be very strategic about it. It's like in Star Wars, the first episode, episode 4, where they come upon the Sandcrawler and all the Jawas are dead because the Stormtroopers are looking for the droids, the Death Star plans. And he says, I see bantha sticks and all the rest of it. Looks like sand people did this, but never heard of sand people hitting something this big. Obi-Wan Kenobi says, that's because they didn't. Look at these blast points. Only Imperial Stormtroopers are so precise. Well, we have to think like that. And I've done zero mental behavior in that realm, okay? Because that's not my job. That's not what I do, even though I've studied military history and know more than most generals about how you do this. But I just want to tell everybody something. That we haven't done our job if it goes to that point. And all I'm saying is that the CFR at the top, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group leadership, the UN garbage, the Hollywood trash, the leadership, the Jeffrey Epstein people, they're the ones that think they're going to sit in their bunkers with private security while we all kill each other. And I want them to know, even because I'm not... This is not my bailiwick, okay? But guaranteed, there are a lot of people that are informed like I am that if this goes to a full war, they're like Santa Claus. And they got lists, and they've been checking them twice to see who's naughty and nice. And so when Santa Claus comes down your chimney in a civil war, he ain't going to be bringing presents. And he ain't going to be looking for milk and cookies. So I would tell the globalists, and we're seeing this happen, a lot of them are flipping over to our side, not just Zuckerberg. It's all over the place. That's good. You're smart. By the way, I don't want to be in a civil war with you. I am on record. They're not going to set me up. I'm not leading any armed rebellions. I'm not marching around like George Washington. That's not who I am. I'm more of a, you know, type guy that's just getting the information out, like Sam Adams. Think of me as like a Sam Adams. You know, he had one of the richest men in Boston. I'm not that, but I reach a lot of people. And he put his whole fortune in to pamphlets and newspapers before the war and during it. And he reportedly spent everything he had, By the way, got it all back after. Spent every, one of the biggest brewers, you know, on the East Coast. That all there was the East Coast back then. And he put every nickel he had, every penny he had, into the war. And so that's what I do. But I'm going to tell people again very slowly. You do not want this to get physical. That's what the enemy wants. Now, if we go into that, I am just advising the feds. That means the federal marshal, the FBI, all of it. My God, sit it out and just get out of the way. And I'm telling all the listeners, that, look, if we get into a civil war and we chew up the police and the feds, they're going to bring in UN troops in here so fast, they're going to cut the power, they're going to say the Trump supporters did it, and we're going to be with the lights off for a year. Okay? And they're going to let reactors melt down, they're going to release bioweapons, and there'll be an FBI agent family dying down the street from you, and you and your kids will be dying from a real bioweapon. They're going to release a bioweapon during a civil war. You do not want to go down this road. And I'm telling the feds that, too. You know I'm telling you the truth. For God's sake, spread the word. For God's sake, blow the whistle. And for heaven's sakes, in the name of Jesus, and I'm not taking the Lord's name in vain, I mean in the name of Jesus, you better get right with God. But I am doing my job. And look, I'm not scared of a conflict. I'm not scared of trying to be a military leader. But I know how fraught that is and how infiltrated things are and what a disaster that is. That is not my mission. Does that answer your question, Jesse?
Yes, it does. And also, Alex, Greg Reese put out a report about Kings Mountain in North Carolina and about the storm, you know, that it really targeted around that area. And if you've listened, I'm sure you've listened to that Greg Reese report.
We played it, yes.
And you know, there was a battle on Kings Mountain several years ago, and it's a good spiritual place, and I hate to see them go in for lithium and destroy it all, but I think that's what their agenda on that. And
well, I mean, I agree with you that they want the tens of billions in lithium and the rest of it, but it's mainly a Republican area, too. That's why they've been blocking the aid. You're absolutely on to something there. And the good news is the majority of people saw through it. That's the good news is everything our enemies do now falls on its face. They're a joke. All they've got left is violence. Does that make sense?
It does. It absolutely does. And thank you for letting me talk, Al.
God bless you. Look, I am telling the globalist controllers and owners something that they already know. You could only get away with this takeover and this destabilization if people didn't know you were behind it. They know you're behind it, and we will take the country back. It may take a long time and be terrible during a violent operation, a violent conflagration, but you will be brought to justice wherever you run to. You can look at the facts. You will never get away with this. So take the German general staff in 43. They come to Hitler and they go, we're going to lose this war within 2 years. You need to sue for peace. Hitler says no. You saw what happened. So I would address the globalists like that. You're in 1943 right now. You're going to lose. You can give up now and survive. And you can run off with some of your stolen money and play king, because it'll save a lot of lives, help a lot of people if we don't, you know, destroy you completely. But you're done. You will lose. Your globalist project is on the rocks, and the smarter ones of you are already rolling over publicly. That's good. And I think, you know, Zuckerberg, we need to see more out of him, but I think that, you know, Nuremberg too, he'll just have his money stripped from him, but he will be allowed to go free. Now let's see some more from all of you. Come on over and join us right now. The last thing we want to do at Nuremberg too is to have to hang you. That's after you're given a trial, of course. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization for private labeling. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the last three callers I took in a row, just as they came in, I take them in the order they received, said the exact same thing and asked the exact same question. What's on our mind? We know we've got a globalist coup over America. It's been revealed. It's been spotlighted. The majority of Americans get it now. The system's panicked. They admit that's happening. It's happening all over the world. It's not just here. But I want to finish your point before I go back to your calls and make that point about the private nuclear reactors that's so key, that ties into so much. When I get up here and I tell you 3 years ago that Elon Musk is about to go super hardcore against the New World Order, I know that. When I tell you Joe Rogan's about to get super hardcore and now it's happened, you saw that. And I've left it at that. When I get up here and I tell the public, let's not get in a physical fight, and I tell the feds, whose bosses are trying to get it going, that's another example of them trying to get white versus black or black versus white. It's divide and conquer. And if the feds in this country don't understand you're being set up and that our own military was targeted with poison shots when Congress exempted itself and a bunch of other key federal agencies, you're not immune from the New World Order. You're far from it. And if you really look at where the globalists want to take this country into a civil war, civil unrest, long crisis on the other end of it to completely transform the nature of this country, it is going to be hellish for everyone, and a real bioweapon release, you better believe, including nanotech, that's what they really got. Because biology only goes so far, but synthetic goes even further. That I look into the future with the pre-programming and what they're doing, it is a future so hellish that I can't even imagine how anyone would go along with human trafficking little kids and slave labor. World War III with Russia. Super unpopular pedophile promotion everywhere. Tampons in little boys' bathrooms. Cat boxes in kids' bathrooms. They're trying to make us a bunch of mentally ill Fruit Loops who can't organize and get together for our own damn general interest. I am not an enemy of the feds. I am not an enemy of the black people. I am not an enemy of the white people or the Jews or the Muslims or anybody. But I am an enemy of the different groups and organizations that work together to bring in this world government with all the BlackRock funding, because they're enemies of the people. And just like Elon Musk said, with Kamala, you get destruction. With Trump, you get a chance. So to me, the globalists want to get us in a fight with each other over things. And that's a lie, because the fight is with the New World Order and their anti-human death cult agenda. So strategically, it's not good if we have a physical fight with the feds, because it's not going to be like lining up in 1776 with muskets and shooting each other. They're going to turn the power off. They got kill switches in everything. They're going to release a damn bioweapon. How do you stop it? You expose the globalists who have been behind it, that they have the motive, and you let them know you're going to pay. I know so many military people, Army Special Operations, Navy SEALs, you name it, who had a bunch of their friends die after the shot. Brain cancer, heart attacks, people in great shape, 40-year-old, 45-year-old, 35-year-old, 30-year-olds. They just go, yeah, they killed us with it. Yeah, to purge the military. And I go, aren't you angry? Well, if I stay angry, I just can't live my life. And, you know, I always hear the same thing. Because they have that attribute of not being victims, but they take it so far, they just ignore the abuse they've had and don't think, if those criminals already did that to you, what else you think they'll do? So it's not about being a victim and being mad about it. It's about not letting them do it again. Justice is about stopping bad people from doing more of it. It's not about vengefulness. Though I'm not going to lie to you, after they're tried by a jury and convicted and have their appeal, I would feel satisfaction at getting the wolves off our children's backs to watch globalists, after convicted on national TV, having their necks broken at the end of a rope. I won't lie to you. I would probably pop some champagne. But not out of hate of them, but out of a mission completed. And there will be globalists that swing from ends of ropes at the end of this. It may take a year. It may take 20 years. We'll win in the end, with God's help. But I just want everybody to know, this isn't big talk, and this isn't, you know, scary talk to be scary. That's where we're at. These damn people just killed 30 million folks and counting with these shots. The FDA is now pushing shots, the self-replicating nanotech garbage, on newborn frickin' babies. And I talk to people, you name it, doctors I know that got sick from the shots or had friends that died. And they go, well, what are you going to do? The system's too big. Well, then you might as well just roll over and die. Because I've been on air 30 years and 6 months, and all I've ever experienced is victory fighting them. And if I had the money Elon Musk had, can you imagine what I could do? And I'm not saying I do a better job. I'm just saying. And I'm not that good. I know so many men and women who are incredibly professional, incredibly smart, but they almost see it as rude if they get politically engaged. And, you don't talk about politics or religion. So they just think, well, privately they talk about it. They know all about it. I mean, like Joe Rogan. I went after him 8 years ago because I saw him going over the dark side, having leftists on, starting to buy into their stuff. And I knew privately he knows as much as I do or more. I mean, Joe Rogan, I knew Joe 25 years ago. He called in on my show on 9/11. He's a daily listener. We got to put that back on X. Alex Jones calls into, Joe Rogan calls into Alex Jones' show on 9/11. In fact, Chase, find the full call. Let's put that up. The point is, I got pissed because I said, Joe, I know you know this isn't true. And in the end, you're going to get burned by the New World Order. And I got on his ass, and he actually listened to me. He apologized. And I was a little too nasty, and I went too far, and I apologized for that. But I was pissed because it was personal, and I knew that he'd gone from riding the fence to starting to join with Sauron. And that's crazy. And Elon Musk has been told by many a person that you watch the New World Order plan will destroy you too. It's anti-human. And then he saw his brother almost die from the shot, had his son taken away and sterilized. They killed his son. They killed his identity, his firstborn son. So that's the point is you can play games with this New World Order that's satanic and anti-human and pretend like you're going to protect yourself by playing footsie with it. You don't want to play footsie with this. Because you will be destroyed while you're alive. You don't have to speculate about whether there's an afterlife, which we know there is. You are making the ultimate mistake. So I'm like an FBI agent talking to the cult compound, to the bank robbers who've got hostages saying, listen, right now you'll just get 10 years in prison if you come out. You kill the hostages, we're going to come in there and kill you. Now think this out. And I'm doing the same thing to the feds and the bureaucrats and the politicians and the corporate leaders. I'm like, do you like where you brought us? You got your whole world government technocracy, but it had to have the general public not informed to work. It's not working. It's not going to work. So now you think bioweapon releases and nuclear war will keep you in charge? People know you're guilty. Even if there's a nuclear war, you try to immerse your bunkers in 5 years, a few of your bunkers survive, there's going to be organized opposition that is going to hunt you down. That's not a threat. That's a guarantee. I don't want this conflict with you. I want this to stop. I want this roller coaster to come to an end. But you have to admit your New World Order's failed. You have to admit that you didn't poison us or dumb everybody down. You have to admit that you got a tiger by the tail and you got to begin capitulating to your own self-interest and rebuke this satanic delusion that you're going to be gods and depopulate us and, some Moonraker scenario. You've got to realize that's a lie. Your thousand-year Reich is failing now in front of your eyes. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. I want to go to Eli, Dean, BMX, Dave, and Josiah. Then I've got to hit before the next hour this nuclear reactor news that I said I'd hit yesterday and I didn't. All right, let's go ahead and go to Eli in South Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, everybody, go and give Alex some money. You got the money. Just give it to him. Number two, if the vice president is the one that certifies the presidential election, and what's Kamala supposed to be doing on January 6th?
That's a good question. Elaborate on that.
Well, yesterday Roger Stone was saying that they're going to have fake electors. And I know that when the electors go to Congress, they write the name down, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris. Well, they all hand that sealed envelope to Kamala Harris, the vice president. She's the president of Congress. She's the one who's reading out the names. There's no camera on her. There's no transparency there. There's nobody looking to make sure that she's calling out the right name. And if these fake electors are compromised, I mean, they're already fake, then who's to say that she's going to be calling out the right name?
She and by the way, you're raising a key point. Trump went with his real electors if Congress found fraud, so they were there as a backup like Obama and JFK did in the early 60s. Trump got that idea because John Podesta and others told the New York Times, we're going to have our electors and not recognize Trump. Exactly. So Trump just explored it. They're saying they're going to do it.
Gotcha. I just thinking about that, and I need a camera over her shoulder. I want to know what name she's calling out in them sealed envelopes.
And for those that aren't catching what you're saying, who may have just tuned in, just like they said Pence could have blocked the certification, it'll be Kamala over the certification of the election she's in. Just like you had the head of elections running for governor stealing it from Carrie Lake in Arizona.
Yeah, Katie Hobbs did the same thing. She certified her own election, and she's got the blueprint, she's got the playbook, and I think that's how she's going to steal it. I think that's how they're going to steal it, real nice and easy.
Yeah, she certifies herself. I mean, hell, she was appointed. They did a coup over Biden. Why not? I mean, that's where we are. I mean, again, we're already in this. It ain't coming. Yeah. It's here.
Right.
It's crazy.
That's all I had, brother.
Thank you. All right, I'm only going to spend a few minutes on this and go back to your calls. At the height of my demonization in the media 5 years ago, listeners said, we want a We Love Alex Jones shirt. And then I saw a lady wearing one that she'd had made that looked like a I Love New York, but I Love Alex Jones shirt. And I thought that was a little arrogant for me to sell shirts, I Love Alex Jones, even though it's triggering to the left. You meet a lot of great people, and it's amazing. I posted a story where a guy went to a leftist conference and got 10-1 positive comments. You can go read it on X, see a photo of him there with all the leftists at a folk festival. I posted that last night at Real Alex Jones. But listeners have really asked for it, and it's very triggering to the left, and it's a lot of fun. So we have an I Love New York style shirt. We'll show it to you on screen. It's just I, with a big heart, love Alex Jones. And then the URL under it, realalexjones.com, in case they shut down InfoWars. That'll be one of the URLs folks we're working with are going to be using to get the news and the videos and the reports and the analysis and the guest out. So realalexjones.com. So it's a great shirt. It's navy blue. Looks like black on the screen, but it's navy blue. The red looks great on it. And that's one of the fundraiser shirts now as well at the alexjonesstore.com. Oh, there's black and blue options, navy blue and black options. Okay. Printed up right there in Arkansas. The alexjonesstore.com, a great new shirt. There's also the classic InfoWars red on navy blue. There's also a white InfoWars on black. And that is what is going to help the folks that are making sure that we can continue on, have the funds to have the infrastructure and everything. And just a microcosm, we're on 350-plus radio stations and a whole bunch of cable and TV stations, and number one on cloud TV. It costs $18,000 a month for those satellites, those two satellites. And that's how those stations pick it up. A lot of stations pick it up by internet streams and files, but the TV stations and the radio stations and the cable stations, they want those satellites. So it's $18,400 a month. And we've done cost cutting. You know, we had another provider for it was $24,000. We even changed satellites, which is cost cut. But that's an example. We got to have folks signing contracts, getting that up. Even if InfoWars doesn't get shut down, it all has to be set up. And that just gives us more reach, more backup. So we hope that's not needed. And we can, whatever gets built by these other folks we're working with can be rolled into this. And there's a lot of people saying they're coming to the table. No matter what Soros tries to spend to save InfoWars, that's great. But I am going to rely on the viewers and the listeners, because it's always been little guys, little women, little people. I'm little too, but all of us together are big. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com and get the new I Love Alex Jones. We also brought back the I Hate Alex Jones, which I saw folks wearing at the Big Tucker rally. I saw a couple of them. Because it's a great you go into leftists, oh, I hate him too, and they have a conversation, and, or other people say, hey, I really like him. It's an adventure to wear these shirts. That's kind of how my brain works. Let's make an I Hate Alex Jones shirt, which is never really that popular, though. I saw two of them at the Tucker event. So there's just so many great limited edition shirts, thealexjonesstore.com. You can also go to drjonesnaturals.com, my dad's supplement site. A lot of new supplements were supposed to already be in, but they're about to be in, but Next Level Facial Energy did come back in. It isn't a stimulant, but it sure feels like one with no letdown. You really want to have Next Level Facial Energy. It's so good for your whole body. Detoxifies your cells. You feel it in 30 minutes, but after taking it a few weeks, you really feel it. I'm on it right now. When I religiously take it, it's amazing. Next Level Facial Energy, selling out at drjonesnaturals.com. The fluoride-free toothpaste, concentrate with all the essential oils and nano-silver, super blue toothpaste. It's all there. Kaba Chill, 60% off, about to sell out. It's all there. Rocket Rest Sleep Aid. Top Brain is a stimulant, nootropic, really strong, really great. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. Want to support us? No matter what happens to InfoWars, go there. I'm asking you to take action. All right, let's go to Dave in Pennsylvania. What happens next in the election, Dave?
How you doing, Alex? God bless you.
God bless you.
Everyone go to Real Alex Jones. Donate, do what you can.
Thank you.
Get the t-shirts. I got the Live Free or Die on right now.
Thank you.
To go to the gym. I think what's going to happen is if Kamala manages to steal this election, they're going to activate those sleeper cells that they have, military age, gang members, people that are no stranger to guns and violence. And they're going to be fighting like they're fighting for their own freedom, because if Trump actually does win, They're going to say, activate those sleeper cells because they're coming to get you.
And to be clear, they give them government-issued cell phones and they're controlled by gangs. They don't even know who they're getting the orders from. You're not just speculating. You're dead on.
And I'm not. And I wouldn't be surprised if the government provides them with the weapons also. Now, places that...
Oh, it's worse than that. I heard 2 years ago that the ATF was telling gun stores, sell illegal aliens guns. I didn't believe it. Then listeners, gun dealers with their stuff blacked out, sent it to me. And then last year, and then this year, two federal judges appointed by Obama ruled illegal aliens can buy guns, have guns, conceal guns, and use guns. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, but I believe it. You know, what's that project, whatever it was with Obama?
Yeah, the Civil Defense Force, just as big and just as strong as our military, and it gets worse.
Yep.
A whole bunch of states and counties and cities are hiring illegal aliens as a police.
Yep. So what I think, if they had to target places, where would they target first? I think they would target police stations, red areas, people where you know that there's conservative people, Trump supporters or whatever, and actually go to their houses, go to their doors, and try to unleash a bunch of home invasions.
We got secret interview documents 10 years ago with Alexander Soros funding the group, where the Antifa goes out and pays people and tells them what to burn and attack. You're dead on.
So when it comes to our front door and we have no other choice but to fight back, that's when they're going to spin it. Those are your Civil War conditions right there.
Bingo.
So what we need to do is we need to document these times and put it out on the independent media before the mainstream media takes it and manipulates the whole story. So the key is get it out on the independent media so people know what's really happening. Once they see the threat of the independent media getting the actual truth out, that's when the power gets cut off.
And you just hit the nail on the head. That's why, and I've told Joe Rogan this, he agrees. That's why I've told Elon this, he agrees. And tweeted about it, and that's why they're going to go after not just the biggest talk show hosts, but 100 deep. They're going to first try to send MS-13 and these other criminal gangs to and Antifa to wipe us out. They will be coming to our houses.
So how does Elon Musk keep X broadcasting when they cut it out? I know
he's got Starlink that bypasses that.
So that's one of the solutions.
He's got his own generators.
Getting the truth out. Yep. That's the solution to help keep getting the truth out. But if your typical cellular phone doesn't connect to X, I mean, not everyone's going to be prepared with the satellite phone. That's not going to happen.
No, I agree. They're going to cut the communications and cut the power in certain areas. Yeah.
And that's it. And then one other thing that's a real telling thing, I think, is when Hillary Clinton got on that interview and said, they're about to say things, and whatever they say, you can't believe them. And they seem like they were most scared about the independent media getting the truth out. So whatever this big bombshell thing that's coming, maybe this is the October surprise, that's gonna really take Trump over the top.
Well, I can tell you what it is. It's that P. Diddy was working with Epstein Group and the CIA, and that Tim Walz is a pedophile.
It's gotta be because we all know that's what.
Well, let me just say this: we are investigating very close right now. We're gonna have some big stuff. Well, the enemy already knows. So I'll let you know. We got some big stuff coming soon. Next 48 hours.
Hey, that's it. I want to try that human, whatever it is, that
optimal human
green powder. Optimal human. That looks great.
It's not hype. It's the best green food out there.
I bought gold and silver from KEPM because they specifically said that when you buy their silver and gold, it directly helps InfoWars. So I invested whatever I could, gold and silver. I bought my wife a gold bar.
Well, thank you, brother. Yeah, they only charge 8%. They're the biggest company out there because of the quality. And then a percentage of that goes. Without them, we wouldn't be on air right now. It's the place to get gold and silver, KPM.com/gold. That way we get some of the support. Absolutely. Thank you, sir. All right. I didn't hit this reactor news yet. Let me just get it out of the way. I mean, I did 30 minutes on this yesterday about the breakaway civilization and the UFOs harassing the military bases and how the globalists have a breakaway civilization now harassing the military to make them think it's aliens. But a big part of the breakaway civilization is they cut off our natural gas and our oil and our fuel and our infrastructure and the pipelines. Big tech wants their own corporate reservations, both rural and urban, that have their own power. And Bill Gates said this 10 years ago, but now they've gotten the authorization. They're building a whole bunch of small nuclear reactors all over the place. And so Amazon will have its own nuclear reactors being built now. Google will have its own nuclear reactors. Apple will have its own nuclear reactors. And it won't be hooked into the grid. It's for them only while they cut off all your power. But what I'll do is shoot a special report on it. I hit it there. I promised I would. I've got the articles right here. Let me just show those to you. Google to buy nuclear power for AI data centers in world first deal. Google turns nuclear to power AI data centers. You read it, it's going to be their own systems with Bill Gates. Amazon invests more than $500 million in small modular nuclear reactors to power Amazon AWS. Amazon to invest, it goes on from there. So you see this, it's like, oh, great, nuclear reactors. Well, if you're going to have it, they're dangerous, even these new ones. But it's not even hooked into the grid. So they can turn your power off whenever they want with the, quote, smart meters in your houses. Remember they said they never do that? Now they're doing it everywhere. We'll be right back.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style prints. It's probably my next purchase, so Keep it going, guys.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we got a special guest joining us to cover a ton of vital news. Kirk Elliott coming up here in a moment. I want to jam in a few more calls. BMX in Canada on assassination and the election. Go ahead, BMX.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. I'd like to challenge the listeners to the... I've got a quick quote, but the Centurion Club. I myself have over 100 call-ins, and this is my first time speaking to you, sir. And more importantly, I've got over 100 orders from InfoWarsStore.com, including the X2 stockpile. I got the I Hate Alex Jones t-shirt. I got the lung cleanse.
Well, you're the reason we're on air, buddy. All of our success against tyranny is because of you. Thank you.
And a quick quote, and I'll let you get on. This is a quote from devout, strident eugenicist George Bernard Shaw from over 100 years ago. Quote, assassination is the extreme form of censorship, end quote, and I'll let you get on. My life is complete, sir. Thank you.
Oh, we love you, brother. Dean in New York, then Josiah. Dean, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Alex, longtime listener since 2008, second time caller.
Michael.
I want to know if everything is on its face evident, then why haven't our justices or our law enforcement issued arrest warrants? I don't understand.
Well, I mean, the Justice Department's controlled by the Democrats, so most of that's federal, but we do see state attorney generals and others starting to move criminally against the Democrats, so you're right.
Where are the arrests? Where are the hangings for treason? What's going on?
Well, Ken Paxton's going the right direction. They tried to indict him about 9 times. So people are.
You as well. By the way, you look great in green with a suntan.
Brother, I really appreciate you. Thanks, Dean. People are scared. They're scared of the corporate media. They're scared of the Justice Department. And so we have crazy people in a runaway train. Thank you for the call. Josiah in Kansas, last caller. Go ahead. Thanks.
Hey there, Alex. I think Trump just needs to get the Green Berets and Navy SEALs, Special Forces, and just be like hyper-insulated. And then we need to just kind of just have a red state defiance. And we don't really need to use their fiat. We just need to go back to the old days of paying people with gas and lumber and land and stuff like that. We can kind of just usurp the system a little bit.
Well, that is the Achilles heel. That's why they want everybody not self-sufficient and not knowing how to wipe their ass, because they're worried about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it's like you said, we need the governors to grow some cojones. We put the state guard on our borders, start, you know, deleting the criminals, and then we start paying people in goods and services, minerals and whatnot. We don't need to listen to their crap. It's all an illusion, like you've taught me 15 years. If we can just see past the illusion, break the matrix, and just deny the Fed all power and just cut their paper off.
Well, to be clear, the federal government itself has been hijacked. We need to remove the coup. I think it almost gives them credibility to call it the feds. It's the criminal cabal that's hijacked the country that appointed Kamala Harris as the Democrat candidate. It is illegitimate. She is illegitimate. It's all a fraud.
Exactly. And we can just do, you know what I mean? I see one of the only peaceful solutions is some type of secession and just basically just governors.
Well, yeah, I mean, if the feds go to a civil war, Texas should just secede. It has its own ports, its own fuel, its own stuff, supplies like 10 states with their energy, and then a bunch of other states will line up with us, and we declare ourselves the real American Republic, and then all the other states will fall in line.
Exactly. Texas will be as the pumping heart to the rest of the red states. We're all pretty much connected anyways.
And that's what the Democrats said they would do with blue states. They can't survive without us. So we can do this peacefully.
Yeah, we can let them implode and starve to death, and we'll just sit here with our, you know, peaceful society. And we'll just lock you out, buddy.
Well,
and we'll just reverse Hunger Games them.
The majority of Texans in polls want that to happen. I'd rather save the whole country, but better than a bloody civil war, secession is definitely an option. That's what our forebears did, seceded from the British. All right, we'll be right back. Thank you. With Dr. Kirk Elliott and a ton of breaking financial news on the economy. There's been so much. You haven't been on this in 2 weeks. It's going to be big. Stay with us. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I've known who Kirk Elliott is for decades, going back to his work at Focus on the Family on their board, and of course at WorldNet Daily. And for 12 years, I've had a gold or silver sponsor, because quite frankly, I will not have a sponsor on that pitches exclusively, particularly collectible coins. Yes, yeah, some of those are good. Sometimes you can make money on them, but you want bullion that you get at wholesale, and because there's not a bunch of markup in that, if people are really being competitive, it's just not something I'll be part of. I mean, we could definitely have the funds for the show. I've had, in the last 12 years, probably 50 offers from all the major companies to be sponsors here, and I'm just like, I want somebody to sell bullion. And I said, if people call you and they want a certain collectible and you can get it, that's fine. And then sure enough, a few times I did a test, I'd call up and test it, and they'd start pitching me some coin for 30, 40% what it was worth. And I'd say, that's it. Your contract's canceled. But we had a few sponsors for like a week. You'd hear for like a week, they'd be gone because they lied to me. And then I'm thinking, oh my gosh, Dr. Kirk Elliott, I want to get him on as a guest. And we start talking. He's like, oh, I'm already a big listener, blah, blah, blah. We ought to be a sponsor. He's the number one silver broker now in the United States. He would be the biggest in gold, but he's not really pitching gold because he sees silver with the biggest area to move, and that's been happening. He's been coming on with us for almost a year, and boy, has he been proven right. So he's got a giant stack of news and clips. He had been on in 2 weeks to give us an update on the economy. His predictions are excellent. But I wanted to get him on up front here because he is a sponsor, and to me, it's one of the smartest moves out there. Other than a relationship with God and being healthy, you need to have silver, you need to have gold in this insane world. And I'm not against crypto, too. I think that's great as well. But you know, some of those are pump and dumps. You got to be careful, but it's certainly something good, you know, overall. But, you know, to me, having storable food, having firearms, having communications, having gold and silver, having people you can trust, having a network, that is all essential right now. So Dr. Kirk Elliott, you never do this when you come on till later. I always make you do it, but give us the breakdown on gold and silver news first, then later why, you know, what's the economy, why it's important, but just up front, they call you, do a consultation, boom, 8%, the industry leader, sell it back for no cost. Nobody who's big does that. I mean, you're a one-stop shop. You've got the best name, 4.7, 4.8 stars everywhere. And so that's who I go to, and you don't make that much profit per capita, but it does make you the biggest company. And so, yeah, I could get 5-10 times the money and sit there and not sleep good at night, and I just don't need that in my life. So we want to sell a lot of gold and a lot of silver to people so we can fund the operation because it's the right smart move to do. So, you know, soon I want to approach a lot of my friends who are great people who don't know gold and silver who are well-known talk show hosts and explain to them they need to get with you. You know, it's just, and there's some okay folks out there, but compared to you, there's nobody. Everybody needs to go to hands down KEPM.com, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold. When you go to that link, they know it came from me. That way we get more of the support. So Doc, thanks for keeping us on air and thanks for providing an amazing service. Let's give them a gold and silver pitch right now. It's like selling, you know, in ice water in the Sahara Desert. People, it's like selling snow cones in hell. This is an obvious move on silver and gold and everywhere else. But let's give them the hard pitch here because they need to do it. They need to call you.
Yeah. So Alex, we've been talking about gold and silver for like a year. I mean, it's been a while, right? And since that time, we've seen silver go from like $22 an ounce 5 months ago up to about almost 32 today. Like you look at that move, it's like, oh my word, that's over 40% in the last 5 months, right? But to me, when you look at a chart like a chart that's on the screen right now, that there's always fundamental reasons why a chart looks like a chart. And what are they? That's unsustainable debt, inflationary pressures, political chaos, wars and rumors of wars, black swan events that come up, right? And so this is what I look at, is all of the things that make the chart look like the chart. And what we've been talking about has sadly become reality. Right? I wish the stuff that we're talking about debt implosions, banks running out of money, FDIC being underinsured, supply chain disruptions, the massive demand for silver with new battery technology from Samsung, that we've addressed all of this. I wish some of this stuff would never happen, but yet it is. So we talk about it, and that's why the chart is moving up.
We're making lemonade out of lemons. You're handed a bucket of lemons, make lemonade. God gave us a brain to adapt and overcome and make the right decisions, and in these hard times, make the maneuvers that are the best move for our families.
Absolutely. You might as well take advantage of the trends so the trends don't take advantage of us, right? So here's where, as we talk this morning, silver is at $31.78. So it's real close to 32. Well, I was doing some research over the weekend, and there's three things that need to happen as I was doing this research for silver to really break out and talk about what we've been talking about. We can do a ratio trade in silver to compound our ounces of gold moving forward because silver's outperforming probably by the end of the year or first quarter of next. See, I'm thinking silver is going to hit $50 an ounce by the end of the year. Well, what three conditions need to be met for that to happen? It's a technical level. It's a chart thing, and I'm not a chartist, Alex, but when silver closes above $32.50, realize it's $31.78 right now. When it closes above $32.50, that's one of the conditions. That is a very hard resistance point, and once it does that, there is no more resistance until 50, which is like its old high. The second thing that needs to be met is don't actually track it in dollars because a lot can happen with the dollar. Banks are running out of money. The dollar is being dismantled with the petrodollar going away. So let's measure it in euros. So when silver closes above 30 euros per ounce, that's the second condition. It's really close to that right now. And the final condition is truly a little more esoteric, right? And that is if we, there's this gentleman that actually wrote this article. He put together a synthetic silver price index. Basically, that talks about removing a false positive, right? So we want to make sure that this breakout isn't just a fake, right? It's just not just a head fake, but it's the real thing. His index actually shows that this actually could be the real deal. So here's where, when you look at these technical patterns, we're all about to break out. So from technically speaking, This is what we have been waiting for with silver. But I need to add one huge, massive, massive fundamental factor to this. And this is what Putin, I didn't send you this article, Alex, I apologize. But last week, Putin said, you know what we're going to do, world? We're going to add silver to our strategic reserves in Russia. Not just gold, but we're going to add silver to it. And it's like, oh my word. So they've already got like 1,000 tons of gold, tons that they've purchased over the last decade, making them the largest purchaser of gold on the planet over the last decade. Now what Putin wants to do is add silver to the mix. Why? Because of international sanctions placed on the ruble. He wants to stick it to the West. He wants to stick it to the Western banks. And he knows if he adds silver to it, the supply of silver will go away. There's not enough silver to start backing a currency. And this is what he wants to do. So silver supply diminishes, prices go through the ceiling. The forecast just from that one event alone would cause silver to go to $50 an ounce. But everything else that we're talking about with new battery technology and debt and unsustainability, supply chain disruptions will cause silver to go to 50. So you add both of these things together. It's like, oh my goodness, that silver could absolutely soar and skyrocket before the end of the year. So as we look at this, why not gold, right? You just had this article that was put on the screen. It's like the top 10 holders of gold on the planet. Russia is number one with 1,230 tons purchased over the last decade. Turkey is up there, right? You've got a lot of the BRICS nations. China is on this list. You look at who's not. Who's not on the list is the United Kingdom, United States, most countries in Europe. It's like, see, the Western financial system is about to implode. The BRICS nations and their system, they're adding gold to their mix like it's nobody's business. See, they want to take over and dominate the world financial picture. So as the dollar deteriorates, they're backing their currencies with gold. Gold is going to skyrocket. Silver outperforms gold in bull markets, and we, Alex, get to take advantage of that in a world where the foundations around us are eroding. You know what? Our finances don't need to with it.
Well, for me, it's simple. How much has silver gone up in 5 years? How much has gold gone up in 5 years?
Well, I remember gold was about $1,200 an ounce, you know, about that time ago. Silver was $1,191. Right, it's 32. So you look at these growth. I mean, 1191 to roughly 32. Okay, that's huge, massive growth, right? But we don't have to go back that far. You go back 2.5 years. Silver was 1797, right? That's up almost 100% during this time frame. This is phenomenal growth, right? And you look at what the stock market has done. It went up during that time. But gold and silver went up more. So when our goal as wise and prudent investors is to minimize risk, maximize our return, there's options out there. And I would not go into something that's gone up because of stimulus money. That's what the stock market is.
That's right.
Now.
The system's been trying to suppress gold. They've been trying to suppress gold and silver, but it's failed as well. So you sent me a huge presentation of articles, clips, and documents. So I want you to host the balance of the broadcast here. I'll be listening. But I want to give you the floor here, Dr. Kirk Elliott, and you do such a great job as an economist, not just as the top silver broker in the country, to go through this. So I'm going to hand you control of the broadcast, and then in 43 minutes, Owen Schroyer, the Cuck Destroyer, takes over from the embattled InfoWars studios. Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Thanks, Alex, and it was great being with you so far. And there's things that I want to talk about today that really, I want to start with the spiritual landscape of our country, because that actually builds the framework for everything else that's going on. So we're going to talk about what happens when God is kicked out of our country. We're going to talk about what God has said way back in the Old Testament, which is a reflection of what we're seeing today. We're going to talk about where we are in the cycle of democracy. I want to show a video of what Biden-Harris policies have done in creating poverty in this country, and then talk about the BRICS nations. October 22nd through the 24th is a massive BRICS meeting in Russia. So we're going to talk about the implications of that and what it means to the rest of the world. So I want to start, though, with what happens when God is kicked out of our country. So back in the 1800s, the founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, he made this statement, and listen to it. This is wild, right? He said, the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It's like, oh my word, was this guy spot on or what? Right? When you look at where we are in the Christian church today, it's a lot of it's characterized by cheap grace, right? It's characterized with, oh, there is no hell. You know, just live the life the way that you want to. You can have salvation without changing, right? Politics, good politics is impossible without God because you have no moral code. You know, have no ethical code, right? It was Tocqueville back in the 1700s that says, if America ever ceases to be good, it will cease to be great, right? You can't be great without being good. You can only be good if you have a moral compass, right? That comes from God. So this quote came in the 1800s, and he said, these were going to be the chief problems confronting the next century. And sure enough, we are facing all of that. You can see this in almost every aspect of life. Now, the reason I'm talking about this, you know, basically building this framework, is because you can't make good economic decisions without a faith background, without this moral compass, because economic decisions without faith end up with greed, right? So it points to, hey, everything is about me rather than everything being about somebody else, right? And looking at life as I'm going to build up a massive empire so it can benefit me, rather than saying, how many people can I bless? How many people can I help? And then you receive the blessings from heaven from that. It's a completely different mindset, right? So let's look at why I think that we got to this place. So if you read Psalm 106, and I'm going to act like a preacher here for just a little bit, but in Psalm 106, it's this story, right? And you can see the shift in the minds of the people. So what it starts with is, praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all of his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment and that do righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that you have given unto the people, and visit me with your salvation. See, this is a time of praise. See, in this, the psalmist David is saying, I'm thank you. He said, I understand everything I've got is from you. Thank you for your blessings, right? It's this gratitude, right? But then it shifts, right? And he starts to understand his weakness and his wickedness. It said, we have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood the wonders of Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of the mercies that provided at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his own namesake, that he might make his mighty power be known. He rebuked the Red Sea, right? This is the story of the Israelites. They crossed the Red Sea. It was a miracle. They had manna from heaven when they had no food. That was a miracle. He brought them out of Egypt. That was a miracle when they were in slavery for forever, it seemed, right? And yet they forgot about that. They forgot about the blessings that God had given them, and they started to grumble. They started to complain. They started to have false idols. They started to worship other gods, right? And so what did God do? right? And the last verse in this, in 15, you know what God does because he's a gentleman? He gave them their request where they kicked God out of their life. And what did that mean? He also then sent leanness into their soul. He gave them poverty of soul, right? And this is where I see our country right now. Look, we won the Revolutionary War way back in the day. We became the most abundant nation on earth. And now we're grumbling and complaining. We've become a nation of victims and a nation of hate. And we've got all of these where we focus on how we're different than each other rather than what we have in common. And we forget about the blessings that made us great. And so God, being a gentleman, steps back and says, I'll give you what you want. You want me out of your life? You're going to get poverty of soul. And you can't have good politics without God being at the center of them. That's my view, right? So now let's take it one step further. The cycle of democracy, you know, by Alexander Tytler's old Scottish historian, he basically said that democracies, or like in our case, a representative republic, lasts for 200 years on average. Well, 1776, 1876, 1976, now 2025, we're 250 years into an experiment where most of these last 200 years. So what is the cycle? And we'll put America at the center of this, because all these start with bondage, right? Our ancestors came to America to get religious freedom, right? So they came here, by great faith. They searched for unity, right? And then they had this courage. They fought the Revolutionary War that gave us liberty. That liberty leads to abundance. So see where the cycle starts? Bondage to faith. Faith brings courage. Courage brings liberty. Liberty brings abundance. But then we start to go in a backwards direction. Once you get to abundance, it's human nature. Abundance leads to selfishness. Selfishness leads to complacency. Complacency leads to apathy. Apathy to dependence. And then dependency back into bondage. See, this is a cycle, right? And when you look at this, where we are in America right now, where we've got a budget that's 80% of it is some kind of mandatory payment or entitlement. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, women, infant, children programs, food stamps, stimulus programs, right? It's 80%. Now, I'm not saying, don't hear me wrong, Social Security is not an entitlement. You pay into it your whole life. You should receive something out of it. But you try to take it away, like what they want to do with austerity measures like they did in France, raise the retirement age, reduce your benefits, you're going to have a riot on your hands, right? So we're at this point of dependence. I would say on this cycle, we're between dependence and bondage. We've almost finished the full cycle, right? We went from faith to courage to liberty to abundance, and now abundance to selfishness, complacency, apathy, back to dependence again, which will lead us to bondage. How close are we to that? One election away. Literally, I think this is pivotal. This is a pivotal election where you're going to have people voting for the politician that will give them the most, right, out of the public treasury. I think this is where we are. So this, because this is where America is when you become into that apathy dependence stage, rather than voting for the presidential candidate who will teach you how to fish rather than give you fish, right? It's like, when you look at the difference between Harris and Trump, Trump wants to lower taxes, lower interest rates, create jobs, give you personal freedom, have freedom of speech, right? Create the America that we all envision. But we're at this tipping point. We're at a tipping point, and this is why this election is so important. We vote wrongly, or the result is wrong. We may vote properly, but the result is still going to be jacked up. Right. We go back into bondage. We get the good outcome and we can start this cycle of faith and courage and liberty and bringing back what the enemy has stolen from us. financially, economically, spiritually, politically, with all of our freedoms, we can regain that. So after the break, we're going to talk about some of the news and show where we are in this stage.
Now, a lot of you will recognize this bad boy because it was a limited edition bestseller years ago. We've updated it and brought it back due to your demanding it. And it is a conservation shirt. It's a great conversation piece. Atrazine is literally sterilizing and killing frog populations and bending the gender of our young boys and giving our girls cancer. So this is a real conservation shirt. You can serve our operation, keep us on air, and stand up for amphibian life that are being poisoned by the chemicals that are turning the frogs gay. Now, I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at point-blank range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air, but if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support, but I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90-plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months, and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing, and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more, and is stronger, and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So obviously, America's on the right, and we've got a battle between the haves and the have-nots. And you've got economic policies by the left that are actually keeping America down. It's not propping America up. And I want to show a video. It was on Benny Johnson had shared this on his X account. And this lady is talking about the Democrat policies causing poverty in her life. And I want to watch it in its entirety. It's just a few minutes long. And then we're going to talk about how the policies that are creating this and how devastating they are and how heartbreaking this is, right? It's like the only way to actually grow an economy is to empower people to succeed, not give all of our extra money to Ukraine. Just this morning, you know, what did the Biden administration do? Another $425 million to Ukraine. Right. When people aren't being helped from Hurricane Helene and Milton, it's like, give me a break. Right. They keep sending hundreds of millions of dollars away and they're not giving people help here. This is disgusting. So let's watch this video. If we can pull that up, as this lady explains the plight that she is in and how hard it is living in a Biden-Harris economic America.
I did not grow up a middle class child, and I am not a middle class person right now. When I talk about the struggle, I'm talking about what's real. And I know most of the Democrats, liberals, and leftists are out here just living their best life, so much so that they run up to our comment sections and try to beat us with bootstraps. I did not grow up a middle class kid. And even though I keep reaching for it and reaching for it, it did not come from my kids either. And I'm still reaching for it and I'm still reaching for it. I can't seem to grasp it. And I will make no apologies for feeling like my voice is at least worth something, even if my pockets ain't. Even if I don't own anything. I own this. And I am going to use it. Whether they like it or not. And nobody has to pay me for it. All those people in my comment section, Trump is paying you, white supremacists paying you. I got $15.37 in my bank account right now. And I'm hungry. Nobody is paying me to speak what is real. It is real for me. Don't tell me to get an education. I got it. Don't tell me to get a better job. My job is pretty good. I make pretty good money. I cannot afford this rent. I cannot afford to get back and forth and pay for groceries and everything else. I can't. And even though you on the left and everybody else seems to be having parties at Obama's and Diddy's house with Oprah and the rest of the celebrities, a lot of us over here don't have that privilege. I would appreciate it if y'all didn't come and just rub it in. You look poor. I am poor. You need a better job. I need two jobs. Either you help or you keep your highfalutin Democrat business to yourself. I don't think y'all really understand. Clearly, y'all in a whole nother world. Y'all in a whole nother world. Y'all do not understand what's going on out here. But this supply chain is about to be even more jacked up for all those who are looking and watching. Be prepared.
That's heartbreaking to me. She's really trying. She's trying to work. But this is most of America right now, living paycheck to paycheck, barely making ends meet. And we have to ask ourselves why. Why is this the case? When you print money, it creates inflation. They're printing money like there's nobody's business, right? We just added over 275 billion dollars worth of new debt on the first day of our fiscal year in October. $275 billion. Right? You put this into perspective. From 1776 until 1980, when Reagan became president, that's 204 years, the national debt was just under $1 trillion. When he became president, it was like $980 billion or something like that. So 204 years to accumulate almost $1 trillion of national debt. They just added $276 billion in one day. That would mean 4 days like that would equal what it took 204 years to accumulate. They are printing money like they're drunken sailors. And what's happening is the rest of the world now no longer wants our dollar. The BRICS nations basically adding OPEC into the mix to destroy the petrodollar. Now there's no demand for the US dollar, which means we're going to have to print even more. This is part of Biden's policies. What else are part of Biden-Harris policies? Raising taxes. So people have less money. Well, why do you have to raise taxes? Well, because they have so many entitlements they have to pay, right? It's like, okay, so now everything we buy is more expensive. We have less money to pay for it because taxes are going up. And oh, because they print so much money, you've got to slow down that inflation. So they raise interest rates to slow down inflation. Now, anybody that has debt is going to have higher interest payments. So you got higher payments, less money at the end of every month, higher prices. That is toxic to anybody's portfolio, to anybody's wallet. And this poor lady, which I wish I knew who she was, because I would love to help her. Right? She has $15 left in her bank account. But this is like most of America right now. She's just the mouthpiece that was bold enough to share her message. To possibly get help? To possibly tell the world how bad it is so we can tell our politicians, like, start making some good changes rather than just, you know, wasting money on Ukraine and everything else and all these horrible stimulus programs. So they lie. The Biden-Harris administration is lying about the numbers. They brag every single month. Oh, we exceeded expectations. We got more jobs. Ooh, inflation is not as high as we thought it was. We're doing a good job, right? And you look at it though. Well, let's look at the latest, job numbers. Right. So they were bragging about how many jobs they created. I think they said they created 275,000 jobs. It was amazing. You know what? 75,000 jobs that were created were government jobs. This isn't real to me. A real job would be private sector jobs. You know, you and me and everybody else going out and spending money at a store. So that store owner now is so busy, they have to hire more people. Now they've got more people working, more people spending money. That's economic growth. And that's a real job that was created from private sector spending. When you create jobs that are government jobs, that's other people's money. That's not even really money. It's debt that paid for it. That's not true economic growth. But they say, though, this is great. Look at the jobs numbers. 75,000 of the jobs from the last report were government jobs. To me, that's not real. That's not real economic growth. That's not real job growth. So then you look at, because they keep doing all these things, let's look at the federal debt that I just talked about, going up over $275 billion in just one day. You look at this chart of debt, it's astronomical. It's through the roof, like nothing that we've ever seen, right? That's the first day of the fiscal year, right? So then you've got all these other problems that are starting to manifest themselves globally. You've got wars and rumors of wars. You've got Israel fighting pretty much every Islamic faction on earth, right? Whether it's Palestine or Hamas or Hezbollah or the Houthis or Iran. And then you've got, so is it religious ideology? Is it countries? Is it, what is it? And it's all of the above, right? So you've got this massive war in the Middle East that's going to escalate from a regional war to something bigger, in my opinion. Because why? Now, Israel is going to respond to the last massive attack from Iran on Israel. And they're deciding, what are we going to hit? Are we going to hit their nuclear targets? Are we going to hit their financial district? What are we going to do? Right? As soon as they figure out what they're going to do and there is a retaliation, now you've got Iran. Where is Iran getting their money from and their weapons from? They're getting them from Russia. This escalates into a global thing pretty quickly. You've also got Russia and Ukraine. You've also got China and Taiwan. You've got wars and rumors of wars all over the world, right? So Jamie Dimon, you know, with JP Morgan Chase, he basically said, you know, making decisions for the largest bank in North America said conditions are getting treacherous and they're getting worse, right? So what happens to people when in their psychology, when things are getting so bad like this? They pull back the reins. They stop spending. They don't know if they're going to have a job down the road. They don't know what these wars and rumors of wars and all this printing of money and the job layoffs are going to mean. They don't know what the election is going to mean come November. So what do? They pull back. So he's saying that conditions are getting worse. He has to look at it this way. You know, with one of the CEO of North America's largest bank, JP Morgan Chase, right? So he's saying geopolitical risks and concerns are a big deal because it impacts how people spend if they even have money, right? So now we've got those things happening domestically, but to me, the biggest pendulum shifting moment in this generation has been the emergence of BRICS, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, the political economic coalition that was put together in 2006. It's been around for a while, right? But actually it started to grow and morph into something big and huge and life altering for all of Americans. Because what it does is when you've got 50% of the world's population in a trade bloc and their goal is to de-dollarize the world, get rid of the US dollar, trade in their own currencies, they're doing that by in January of this year decided we're going to add United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Egypt, Ethiopia, and Argentina into the mix. So they basically added OPEC. We've talked about this numerous times on this show. But on October 22nd, in just a week, the BRICS nations are meeting in Russia. So what are we going to expect from this new BRICS meeting, this summit that's happening in Kazan, Russia? Well, there's a couple of things that they're going to do. They're going to officially admit those countries into the mix that they announced in January. So now pretty much most of OPEC nations are now part of the BRICS nations. Not only do they have the manufacturing superpower of China, the military collective superpower of China and Russia all put together, right? But they've now got the oil producing power of the world with the Middle East. See, this is a big deal. They're also going to announce a new currency, their BRICS common currency. You know, so the speculation is that their central bank digital currency, they're going to have one unit rather than all the individual currencies of the respective countries. Well, this is going to be a big trade bloc, and it is going to be an alternative to dollar-denominated financial system globally, right? So they're putting together a payment platform, CIPS, C-I-P-S, right, which is going to basically replace SWIFT, which is what's used in the Western world for banks to send wires to each other. So they've got their own payment platform. They've got their own new platform called M-Bridge. M-Bridge is a way for basically blockchain technology to actually have currencies trade back and forth with each other, and even having gold as a backing. They figured it out. They figured it out how to have a central bank digital currency backed by gold so the BRICS nations can just dominate the world. See, this is the kind of things that they're going to talk about. They're going to talk about how do we accelerate the de-dollarization of the world, because this has been their goal. In Durban, South Africa last year, Putin said it when he opened it up. He said, our goal is to de-dollarize the world, and we're going to do it. People thought, is Putin just spouting off? How can he be so arrogant and smug with that statement? Well, look what they've done since then. It's pretty big, right? And so as we see this stuff moving forward, it's going to get worse, right? As this pendulum actually completely shifts over from the West to the East, Western financial dominance moves to the BRICS nations. So who's going to be part of the BRICS nations next? They're going to be talking about this on October 22nd to the 24th. Who's waiting in the wings? I'll tell you, Turkey is. Oh, what's the problem? They're a NATO member, right? The largest country in the Middle East. So there's also other countries, Algeria, Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Belarus, Bolivia, Cuba, Kazakhstan, Myanmar, Nigeria, Pakistan, Senegal, Thailand, Venezuela, and Vietnam. They're all waiting in the wings to be admitted into the BRICS nations. See, this number is, it gets staggering when you think about it and how big this trade bloc becomes. And so how do you win this, right? How can we take advantage of this when our world, as we know it as Americans, is economically falling apart, right? You look at mortgages this week. It's like, oh, they lowered interest rates. This is great. They lowered interest rates by 50 basis points. What happened on rates on mortgages this week alone? They're going up. How could they go up if they lower interest rates? Because banks who issue 30-year mortgages have an element of risk in that they say, are we going to be able to be paid back? Who do we want to lend to? Yeah, they may have lowered the prime rate. They may have lowered this interest rate, right? But nope, we're going to actually raise our interest rates because, like that video that we saw, people don't have much money in the bank. They're living paycheck to paycheck. It's hard to know what's going to happen tomorrow, let alone 30 years down the road on a mortgage. That's a lot of risk that a bank is taking on. So therefore, in this economic climate, this tells us that they think it's going to stink. Banks think it's going to stink. So therefore, they're raising rates on their mortgages because if they're going to put money out there, they got to raise the reward for them giving risk assets out, letting people buy a house. So Warren Buffett, what did Warren Buffett do since July? He was the largest owner of Bank of America in the world. He's the largest shareholder. He's dumped over $7 billion worth of Bank of America just since July. Well, last week he sold off enough to where now he's no longer a 10% or more shareholder of Bank of America. When you're under that threshold, you can trade in secret. He doesn't have to make it known to the rest of the world what he's doing. So he could eliminate all of his Bank of America shares and we don't get notified anymore. So when you've got Warren Buffett, one of the wealthiest people in the world, that's dumping Bank of America, and now we don't even have to know the rest of the shares that he's selling. So what does that mean? It means he doesn't think that the banking sector is going to be good, or else as a smart investor, he would be buying more of those shares. He'd absolutely buy more, but he's not. He's dumping almost everything that he's got. Right. So he doesn't think that the banking sector is good. And let's look at what happened with TD Bank, Toronto Dominion Bank. Right. So they got $3 billion in penalties. Right. For, I don't know, money laundering stuff or who knows what. But because of that, now they have to limit the size of their banks in America. Right? It's a Canadian bank. They have to limit their size. The banking world is in trouble. Right. But now using banks as an enforcement arm for the globalist agenda is what central bank digital currency is all about. So we look at what's happening in Kuwait. Right. So Kuwait, I mean, this is big. Right. This is Big Brother. Everything Alex and I have been talking about for a year happening right underneath our nose. So in Kuwait, 60,000 bank accounts already have been basically off limits to the owners of them because 60,000 people wouldn't give their biometric fingerprint. So they didn't give their fingerprint to the government. So therefore you can't access your bank account. So now there's like a million account holders in Kuwait who are going to be phased out of their bank accounts unless you give up your privacy and you give us a biometric bank, you know, your fingerprint to access your money. So the end of October, they're going to cut them off from their credit cards. By December 1st, if you don't give your fingerprint, you don't have access to any of your bank accounts, nor do you have access to your brokerage accounts. It's like, this is how they force compliance. This is how they force their way into complete control over you and your money, the ability to separate you from your money based on your ideology. It's like, how so? Well, because your digital social profile, your social credit score, that tracks all of your transactions, which is what all of these different Bank for International Settlements projects are all about. See, now, to avoid any kind of fraudulent activity or people accessing your bank account, let's just make it clean and simple and say biometric identification. See, there's a nice, sweet message behind it. But boy, the result is insidious. And I've said this before on the show. You don't need an army of reservists, National Guard, you know, military all over the world, you know, with ARs or AKs marching down the street to force compliance. When all you do is super clean, you flip the switch and say, I don't like your ideology. I don't like it that you're spending money on gas. I don't like the political party you donate to. I don't like the church you tithe to. And we'll flip it off so you can't actually access your money. Using banks as the enforcement arm for globalist ideology is clean. Right? I can see it. We can see that this is where it's going. So Buffett dumping his Bank of America shares doesn't see the banking sector as something good. You've got people who can't afford to make their payments. You've got the inflationary pressures that have not subsided, where people can't even afford to buy groceries. You've got now this big massive BRICS meeting in Russia next week, where I think they lay out their plan to de-dollarize the world and finish what they've started. That's what I think they're going to do. So like we started the show with, what's your solution? How do you get by with all this stuff? Well, like what Alex was talking about, allocating into tangible assets, gold and silver, it's not digital. It's not a piece of paper. You can do it in your IRA. You can do it outside of your IRA. You can take delivery of it. You can store it. We're talking about physical assets that are not part of some goofy unified ledger. They're not a digital asset that you can actually press a button and actually separate you from it because it's a thing. Well, because it's a thing, things go up with inflation. I don't care if it's cereal, groceries, bicycle, oil, gas. Things go up with inflation. See, this is where when you've got countries that are seeking after gold by the hundreds of tons or thousands of tons, when you've got companies that need silver for manufacturing, when you've got investors that want silver for investment gains, because it's already gone up 40% in the last 5 months, or because it's a mechanism for freedom. You know, you can use it for barter. There are solutions. All you need to do, give us a call. We'll help you. 720-605-3900 or go to kepm.com/gold. Say Alex sent you and we'll be able to help you out, navigate through this madness and help you strategically set up your future for success. Owen's coming up next. It was great being with you. We'll see you again soon.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep.
Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under health and wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.